Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Red Messenger, war we throw slicing, scream bloody murder, red moon rising, attack of the killer bees, swarm devastating, fear running wild from the songs that I'm making, no feedback from the cats that be hating, taking souls down to hell, half son of Satan, bringer of the true light, legend of the seeker, last true warrior, ancient soul keeper, one and only ultimate brain decapitator, kill in the moment, ask questions later, no remorse for the MCs that I'm slaying, the fake rappers are the ones who are paying, millions come out here to see my recital, on the edge of this sea, words very vital, dictator, tyrant, man of many titles, bow down and worship, yeah. You want to know the idol,
yo,
like God,
assassinator, the flying Russian, words flow flawlessly over percussion, no fake MCs allowed in this cypher, only number one big scene by Mel Kiper, you can scream loud, but it don't mean you're hyper, shots be on point like the DC sniper, you better wake up, Mel Coffee, clear your head, 5 more minutes and you might be dead. Many fake MCs, they cling silver tongue. Black mask enters, and now they neck wrung. Invincible warrior, what I've become. Garbage out your mouth, smells just like calzone. Unconscious rappers, they need to be hung. Ninja fist, bust your lips, now your mouth numb. Rulers of the world got us feeding on crumbs. Modern day slavery, bottom fist scum.
First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws, the Patriot Act. First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws, the Patriot Act.
It's the brown mass ninja, psychotic killer, underground dweller, fear instiller, mass media, soul cleansing devil, true lawbreaker, government rebel, mad mass maniacs breaking in your door when the president signs off on Rex 84. Turmoil of chaos, I don't want no more. Beast on the seven hills, Babylon whore. Time we wake up, even up the score. Pick around the corners with guns ready for war. Sleepwalking people, the rich ain't afford. Too oblivious to realize what we fight for. You wanna run down and get baked at the shore. Men plot behind your back, evil at the core. Attack of Illuminati wild like a boar. Words sting like salt that's in the mouth sore.
Yo, only speak real truth, there's no way to fake this. Living in a world similar to the Matrix. Chains on your mind, come on, you gotta break this. Way that you're thinking, it's time for awakeness. One way out, man, so we gotta take it. Fight to the end, cause we all gotta make it. The truth is the truth, some of y'all might hate it. Or don't wanna hear it, be blind and debate it.
Hear no, see no, speak no evil. Live dangerously like evil Knievel. Deaf, dumb, and blind, murder nothing but sheeple. Being led by your nose through the upheaval. Gears keep turning like pop goes a weasel. Media spread the lies just like the measles. All gassed up like an 18-wheel diesel. New world order plans written on a diesel.
First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws, the Patriot Act. First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws, the Patriot Act.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold, and we'll be with you shortly.
Thank you for holding. How can I be of service to you today?
Yes, I have this recurring charge on my monthly statement, and I can't figure out what it's for.
Well, we'll certainly do our best to help you. What does the charge say on your statement?
Well, it's a $275 charge, and it just says Iraq War.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. The Iraq War cost the average American family over $16,000 since the war started.
Are you kidding? Well, I never signed up for that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You don't sign up for the Iraq War charge.
Tell me, have you enjoyed your war so far?
The standard charge for all Americans.
Have you gotten a picture of who they are?
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Did the men in a cage knock down your tower?
While you're still in line, can I interest you in our new monthly Iran war charge?
No, you
are
don't.
You gonna behave or lay next to fly?
Fuck what a spectator said. Scientific dictatorship straight ahead. Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's after 8, you're late, get out of bed. This is a bucket of water on your head, you're asleep. You might as well be dead.
Tuned into Worldwide Freedomizer. This is Knucklebones and the Rude Awakening. Welcome to my extended nighttime show, 9 to 12 tonight Pacific or 12:03 in the morning back east or wherever you are on the planet. I'm sure it's not a good time for you, but welcome to my show. Welcome to my show and thanks for showing up. Always important to get the word out. It's really not about me. It's about what we talk about. It's about Freedomizer. If I can sell you guys on the idea that this is a team, all of us who listen and us people on the air, the only thing that separates you from us is we're on here doing it. I don't know about the other guys. I don't know if they have degrees or what instigated them to want to be on the air. But myself, I've been a construction worker my whole life. Of course, I don't do that anymore. I'm missing body parts. Well, not big ones, but enough so I can't do that. So anyway, I'm like the bionic man, but in a bad way. So this is what I'm down to doing this. For now, I'm a pretty motivated person. I just, when you do something your entire life, you expect to keep being able to do it. When you find out you can't and you have to go a different direction halfway through your life, it's just something you got to make adjustments on. Right now, this little hobby of mine has kind of morphed into... I'm here enough to call it a job. And like I said, we're worldwide and I feel like we have a purpose here. The best way you can support us is to tell people we're here. I do have a donate box on my thing. That money there, if you donate it, you can tell me where you want to put it. We want to put out bumper stickers, t-shirts, and have more hours on Freedomizer. That's what that box is for, or you can just give it to me and I'll take it. Other than that, you can give it to Alex Jones or you can spend it on your own, which is probably the best idea. But bottom line, you can't take it with you. So if you got a lot and you can help out, we definitely need it here. We all take part out of our days. I know we're all regular little, I don't know what you would call us. We're just salt of the earth here, all of us on Freedomizer. I don't see anybody with star written all over them. We're just regular people. So in addition to most of these guys have a day job. They work all day. They come on the air. And, that's how they help you. We just want to get the word out. Anything that comes our way, as far as I'm concerned, goes back into it. They put me in charge of that. Bumper stickers are definitely on the horizon. I can find a way to conjure up that money all by my lonesome. So I'll go out on that limb and hope that you are all willing to send me $2 in a self-addressed stamped envelope of those. You know, they're probably worth a dollar. We might make a dollar. I'm not sure how all that works out after all the running around and mailing it out and all that jazz, post office box, whatever you got to do to get that configured. But I'm sure, you know, we would make out if we charge $2 for them. So that's what we're going to do. That won't hit anybody too hard. And we'll get you on the mailing list. That way you're part of our network. All of you guys should be pretty comfortable with Freedomizer at this point, at least in the case of Proof Negative and TC. Both of those guys have been here for quite a while. You know Proof ain't going anywhere. He's there in Vegas. He's been firing away, putting money out of his own pocket the whole time. I'm not sure if he made out or broke even or what, but the rest of us here are doing our own thing, and I've got my little blog there. And like I said, you can just get the word out. You can just, if we keep them, we know we did our job. If they go away, at least you tried. And that's, you know, that's what we're really asking for you, to build a network. So, you know, maybe you have someone around you can depend on if it hits a fan. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you. My family is pretty scattered. The ones that, the ones I do talk to probably can't help me too much. The ones I don't talk to, there you go. I don't talk to them. And the ones I do talk to, you know, they're in the same muck I'm in. So, you know, it's pretty much you'll have to ally up with the people around you, and you do that through networking. You got to trust somebody somewhere. We're some alternative online radio station. Not a whole lot to put your hopes in, but we've been here for quite a while. So anyway, I got a phone caller here. I don't want to ignore this guy too long. An independent from Kentucky, which is awesome because I myself am an independent. So let's see what this guy has to say. Go ahead, independent.
Hey, what's up, brother? My name is Michael. I'm calling from Kentucky. I'm a chairman of Independent Kentucky, which is an organization out here, based in the Bluegrass State. And, you were talking about, people trying to donate and get some funds together. We've been really actively fundraising ourselves. And, I just want to challenge everybody out there listening. This is one of the first radio stations I started listening to when I got on the Blog Talk Radio. And, we may not always agree, but, it's definitely the truth when this station here packs individuals on every time that you guys are scheduled for a show. You know, I'd love to see or even hear a story where you had 20, 30 individuals give, $5 even to keep this going. I just wanted to call and say I love the show, and I hope some people get out there and, make a donation, man, $5. It goes a long way for everybody out there trying to have, try to seek the change. You know, be the change that you seek and be a part of the process, not the problem.
Hey, man, I really appreciate that. I didn't expect that, and no, I did not pay this guy to do this. He's right, we're all, you guys, you're out there, you know how it is. It's tough out there. Nobody's got any money. But, I give, even with having no money, when I get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, that punk behind the guy, not the punk, whatever, the kid behind the counter gets the change. You know what I mean? So that we're not trying to kill you here. We're not asking anybody for $1 million. We're just trying to spread the word. It all come back around. And like I say, you can call me on every bit of it. If you send $5, I'll let you know where that $5 went. And I'll post it as you give it. We'll just leave it at that. You'll add to, we'll put a little list there for the people that donate. And we won't say what you donate, but you knew what you donated. So that would be great. So if you can do that, great. If you can, I'm going to fork out anyway, and hopefully we can get you guys to purchase a bumper sticker. I understand nobody wants to hear money, 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 money. But bottom line, it does costs money to, if it doesn't cost money, it costs time. All these people give, some of us 15, 20, and all 20 hours a week doing this. And it's not, it's easy. It's not like, going out and digging a ditch, mind you. And we do have fun. I get to rub elbows with guys like this, people doing their own thing out in Kentucky. That's great. That's what it is. It's grassroots. And we have our own community here on Freedomizer. So it's all of us. We're like a little family. We're not trying to BS you. Like I say, if you're whatever you give, I'll post it up there that you gave. You'll know what it is. We can add it all together at the end. And, whatever it goes to, it goes to T-shirts, bumper sticker type thing where it's got Freedomizer Radio on the back and they get them to listen. That's the bottom line. That's what it's all about. It's not about anybody going to Tahiti over it. Believe me, not at this level. When we do, I'll let you know. And, the first time I get a vacation to Tahiti out of it, I'll bring one of you people with me. How's that? Until that day, I just hope the world doesn't fall apart. So we're just trying to spread the word out as fast as we can, whether it's through, a bumper sticker or a T-shirt, or whether you go out and tell them. Or you could do, Grassroots, you still there, buddy? All right, he took off, but...
You talking about Independent Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, Independent, buddy.
Yeah. What's up, my friend?
So, you hear what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, we're regular people here. We put in the time. You'd like to think that you'd end up like Alex Jones, let's be honest, or somebody like that, what's his name there, the right-wing guy? Come on. Help me out with this.
Any one of them is the kind of platform that I'd like to have, man. They have millions of dollars pumped behind them. And
we don't have that.
Exactly. But we got the truth. We got real people taking up real issues and being concerned about it and wanting to listen and, feeding off that knowledge. Just they want to come back for more each time, which is the beauty of Blog Talk Radio and the radio stations the shows that we host. Because so many individuals want to get pumped up about it, and they want that truth, that real information, and that's what makes shows like this, one of the ones that are so populated with individuals, they keep coming back for more information. So it's a great opportunity for a lot of us.
Right, and there's a lot of different shows on here, so we don't, generally the truth people here on Blog Talk, generally we don't stab each other in the back. Generally we try to support each other every now and then. A little bit of drama, but generally I support all of you. Go out there, shout from the rooftops if you're telling the truth and you're waking people up, and so we can get hold on to our country. I'm assuming you love America like I do, like we thought it should be, not what we presently are dealing with.
There's a lot of things out there, and I seen a really interesting clip on YouTube the other day. This college kid, he stacked up $100 in pennies, and he talks about our deficit and our budget, and he talks about our current president out there making an opportunity to really get behind cutting the budget, and nobody really understands the value of the budget. He talks about wanting to cut $100 million from our budget. And so this individual was giving a visual display of $100 in pennies, and he gave a display of what that really meant as far as the penny. He picked up one penny and cut it into four sections and put three sections back down and held up, one-fourth of the penny and said, this is what $100 million looks like in this display right here. And, I'm looking for the link right now, and I'm going to post it in your chat room so individuals can go out there and watch this. It's I'm just telling you, I'm amazed at the lack of information that's getting spread out there. It's, we need more shows like this, man. I can't say it enough.
Well, we're lucky to have you. I'm more of a sort of a sideshow barker up here at the nighttime. I'm more of an entertainer. You know, I feel like we all need to unplug every day. That's my job here. I talk about all the wacky conspiracies and everything else on here. But the guys, the people during the day, they really know their news. They have, like, you know, this one woman we have with us, Moretti Report. She got, like, a whole team of bloggers, and they go out and they pick this stuff up. I mean, if you do the, if you, I've researched my truth, don't get me wrong, but they're hip on all the current news, and they have people with their fingertips on all of that stuff. And I, you know, I reference what they talk about. I kind of, you know, like I said, I'm the nighttime guy. I don't have as much stress being there in prime time, but bottom line is, you know, we do have the talent here. We got people that support, you know, even the hosts are here. We support each other. We listen to each other's shows, and, you know, we each have our own little network. So Independent Kentucky, if you want to put your Blog Talk Radio show out there, I don't mind. Let them guys know, you know, give them another alternative to listen to. I figure, you know, bottom line, cream rises to the top, and, you know, the good networks are going to be heard. And, that, you know, that's the bottom line of it. So I don't mind giving anybody's link out if you have a show. I'm all for it. You know, put your information out. And I certainly wish you many, many people to come listen and wake up before, you know, we lose our grip here.
Well, man, I really appreciate it. You know, we have a couple of different shows. Of course, I'm an independent. I'm a chairman of an independent organization. So we really try to focus on, you know, creating nonpartisan solutions to the partisan problems that we see. And you're right, man. A show like yours is definitely necessary, because we'll go crazy if we just focus on the problems every single day. And I think that's why I have so much fun with your, you know, with your show. And that's why I wanted to post that video, you know, the pennies, because, you know, even though it is so serious, it definitely has a comical side to it when you're looking at this coffee table full of $100 worth of pennies. So I do have a show. It's on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. It's called Issues First. It is sponsored by Independent Kentucky, the same name I go by on here. And we, you know, have other shows throughout the week highlighting independent organizers from across the country. I just, if you don't mind, I'd just like to give a shout out. I'll be speaking at a national conference of independents held in New York City on February the 12th. And it's going to be from 9 to 5 p.m. at New York University at the Skyball Theater. And I'll be there with, you know, hundreds of independents from across the nation, you know, organizing an independent movement.
Now, what are you calling this again? February 12th meeting in New York. Is it, you have a website for it or anything? Because I'm registered independent, and this is something that's definitely up my alley. So,
we have independentvoting.org is our main webpage. That's from our national friends. Independentkentucky.org is my website and my organization that I'm chairman of currently. And,
okay.
And we are different, but we are still the same. We work together. You know,
right.
You don't see independents coming together very often. And, you know, in this political climate, we've had a great opportunity to, you know, think about serious issues like true political reform and really start to tackle, you know, some of these issues. And we have representation in 40 of the 50 states that's going to be at this conference. So this is a great way for independent voters to come together, you know, because we've taken them and made a pact that it's not about the parties. It's about the voters. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat voter. We need voter empowerment, because these voters need to have the chance to have a voice out there and be powerful. You know, it's time that, you know, we stop looking at these elected officials as kings or queens, and really let them know that the people are their bosses. And, you know, that is what this nonpartisan movement is about. And that's something that Independent Kentucky, you know, our slogan is creating nonpartisan solutions in place of partisan problems. And that's really our mission statement altogether.
Well, you're talking my language. And like I said, that, you know, I vote with my brain. I sit here, you know, and vote locally on the local candidates and all the way up through the state level. And when I vote for these guys, I've got to look at them. I've got to trust them. I don't just vote up, hey, I'm independent, I'm going to vote independent. I vote independent. I vote whoever I want. And that's how I intend to keep operating. I want to, you know, if you lean left, you lean right, I don't care. That's why I picked the middle, so I could choose between the candidates. Of course, you know, I don't know about your state, but here in California, you can't vote in the primaries independent. So it could, well, there is nobody to vote for, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think the biggest misconception about that is so many individuals out there that are in that partisan gridlock, they look at independents and they think that we're so against the two-party system. It's not that we're against the two-party system. We just want better opportunities to vote for
right.
better officials. You know, when you see states that have these closed primaries, you know, you're getting – you know, 15 to 20% of the fringe of both parties that are choosing who independents get to vote for in the general election, which is, you know, interesting. And so, you know, in California,
yeah.
you guys just passed top two, and I know there's a lot of controversy. You know, there's a lot of independents that voted for it, and there's some minor parties that are really against the top two system. I don't really know myself, but if it's best for the voters, I'm for it. But if it's not going to be best for the voters, then it's an issue. But I think that, you know, we're going to talk about that at this national conference as well. The California lieutenant governor, and I'm sorry, I forgot his name. We'll be speaking with him in New York. He's coming to this conference in New York because of, you know, our national organization helped move California towards that top two. Proposition 14 is when it got voted in, so it's really going to be interesting.
Well, all right then. Well, we're glad to you can call in here anytime you want. I'm a big supporter of independent voting, and I'll leave it at that. As far as all, you seem real. I've got, you know, I'm caught up in my radio show I got to put out, you know, like I said. As far as the different propositions, I read them when I come on them and make my decision. And like I say, I'm inundated with whatever commercials during the voting process. After it goes by, I've forgotten about it. As far as, you know, Proposition 14, Proposition 2, or things of that nature, I can't tell you what, you know, I'll be honest, I can't tell you what those are right now, but I know that I looked at each and every section that they had there, if they had something to vote on, this proposition, that proposition. I made sure I took a good look at it and who was supporting each side when I voted on it. So, you know, and like I said, I'm glad we have some kind of independent voice, you know, and people think, hey, you vote independent, you're throwing your vote away. Exactly the opposite. You're throwing your vote away if you vote up the party line and you put some dirtbag in there who's going to do stuff against your best interest. And that's what we keep doing on both sides of the aisle. These, you know, a lot of these people don't have our best interests at hand, and they're sinking our country, and I'm not real happy about it. So along with the rest of you, I'm sure. Anyway, you know what? We'll take a short break here. This is Independent Kentucky. Put out a couple of good links there. February 12th, big independent committee gathering there in New York. He's going to be attending that. You see the links there, independentvoting.org. Let me, where did I write that down? Anyway, I'm like a mad scientist. I'm not a good, here it is. independentvoting.org and independentkentucky.org. Check out both them sites. You know, if you're registered Republican, Democrat right now, there's always time to get on the right track. You know, let's make a statement. You know, you don't necessarily have to win. Doesn't seem like any of them have our best interests at hand, but we need to make noise. And, you know, like I said, it might get to a point where we have to get extreme. And we, you know, that might be knocking on the door. I hope not. I hope people like this person here organizing independent voting and independent his own website there. you know, I hope people like that, grassroots, you know, the little, you know, the people that are regular, people who work for a living, people that, you know, don't want to lose a country, that have, you know, an open mind to things. You may not like what someone is doing or the choice they make, but it's really not your place to say so type of thing. That's where a lot of independents lie. A lot of people are caught up in that. We might be agreeing on things that will help everybody, but because of maybe religious reasons or, you know, some other reason, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to vote for this person or that. We could eliminate that and focus on what's important. And the heck with all that before it's too late, you know. I'm not looking to become like Egypt, like Greece, like some of these other countries. I mean, they're hyping that, and I think it's way overhyped. But one terrorist attack, one, you know, so-called false flag or something like that happens, you know, that could instigate who knows what. So, you know, while we still have a voice here, you know, I say to all of you, I appeal to all of you to have an independent voice and look at each of the candidates and don't put yourself in a Republican or Democrat box. You know, focus on the issues that are important, like your free will as a human being. Mr. Independent, would you like to say anything else before I cut to a break here?
Yeah, well, I just want to say that I appreciate you letting me call in and talk on the show. Again, man, I love your show. This is actually your late night segment here is one of the first ones I actually heard when I came to Blog Talk a few months ago, and really started getting active and listening and having that opportunity to listen. And, you know, I know you have some folks in the chat room that are new over here or just now coming over here to listen. I hope everybody stays in. And, again, you know, what I brought up in the first place, I hope you guys, if you have the, you know, if you have any additional funds, you know, I know times are tough for everybody out there. Give $2, give $3, $4, $5, give whatever you can to this show. It really goes a long way for, you know, individuals like us that are trying to organize on a grassroots level. I sent you my contact information. You guys have a great night.
All right, guys, you heard it right there. That's a lot of people don't think voting can make a difference. Let's hope not. I mean, honestly, on the one hand, you do got to look and say, hey, things are bad and it's hitting the fan, and you got to be ready for that. But you got to be ready for, hey, it's a false alarm. You're going to have to live your life. And you want to have the people in office that you can depend on, not just party lines. You know, give it a thought. Independent Kentucky, independentvoting.org and independentkentucky.org. That was Michael Lewis. So hit him up over there. And thanks for coming on the show. That added a little bit of legitimacy to my late night, you know, shenanigans here. So I appreciate that. And I got your message in the chat. That's me you're talking to, by the way. All right, so we're going to cut to a break, a little Ava Aston. You guys love her, don't you? I do. We're going to play We the People just to kick us into that American state of mind for a minute. Cover your ears, my international listeners. That doesn't mean we don't love you just as much or more than the crummy Americans. We're just proud of our country anyway, in spite of you know, what we've been lied about. So we try to keep that American dream alive, and let's hope we do for the sake of everybody else out there. Honestly, you know, we're at the brink, and hopefully we got a lot of fight in us over here. We'll find out in the coming days. Thank you. Saturday night, last Saturday, Ava Aston. You can check that out in my trackrad.blogspot.com blog, and check it out. All different kinds of links on there, all kinds of wacky music, everything you could imagine under the sun, because all my different 24 MK Ultra personalities need to be soothed in different ways. So I have, like I said, every kind of music you can imagine just in my little blog there. That's trackrad.blogspot.com. I put that link out a zillion times. You can never really do it enough when it's your blog. So I'll put it out there one more time. If you haven't visited my globe, that means you're kind of circumventing my worldwideness. So please prop up my ego falsely by joining my blog if you joining my globe if you haven't already. I like to see all the little dots all over the place. I have no South America, Asia, or there's another spot on Earth I'm not getting a lot of love from, but it's pretty much Asia and South America. I've got Africa, I got Europe, I got UK, Australia, and North and South Pole, of course. I don't know if they have internet out there or not, but if they do, I hope they tune in eventually. So there's where it is. There's where the truth lies. When people try to minimize what we do on Freedomizer Radio, it kind of irks me because they're not doing the math. Every one of you live in a different town, city, whatever. And if each of you just once a day bumped into somebody and shared Freedomizer Radio with them, we'd be really big and really worldwide. So if we're making the right noise for you, if we're telling you what you want to hear or what you need to hear, and we're giving you good information, then please pass the word. So, that's kind of my job at night. I'm like the carnival barker, fill-in guy, all-around jerk of all trades of the Freedomizer radio station. I'm here in the day. I'm here in the night. I'm in the blog. I'm calling people up, trying to get them on interviews. I'm bugging Jaja. I'm bugging Mark Dice, calling them names, doing whatever I can to get them on the show. Some people I'm nice to them, and they're nice back, and they want to be on the show. Like this lady, for instance. Her name's Esther O'Connor. Esther O'Connor, she is awesome. She has been so cool to me in emails. It makes me, I don't even want to go there. Don't even try to imagine what I had in my weird little mind. Anyway, Esther O'Connor, awesome. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about it. Little bit mainstream of music, but I think if I play my cards right, we will get her on the show just for an interview. What will we talk about? Whatever she wants, man. Whatever she wants. Like, the same with Ava. I'm putty in her hands. She wants to talk neocon with me. I'm ready to listen. This girl here, awesome. So kick back, relax, listen to a little Esther O'Connor. She said I could play her music. She said I could play her music all I wanted. So whoever is erasing my music off of Freedomizer, stop doing it. I get permission from these people. All right, Esther O'Connor. This one's called Chasing Rainbows. Don't do it, or you might trip and become gay. You'd think on such a crabby, grouchy, rude awakening type show like this that I'd play music that it was a little more appropriate. I've got angels all around me, and I am possessed by them. Ava Aston, Esther O'Connor. What's a guy to do? What would you do? Anyway, I've got to pace myself for 3 hours. We'll play a couple ads here and there, maybe, you know, a couple of those George Carlin clips. They never get, you know, they never get old. You know, whatever I can get a hold of here, whatever will keep your attention for a few hours if you get bored. There are, you know, let's see, who do I support out there? There's Crazy Wolf Radio Network. If you get bored with me tonight, give old Crazy Wolf a visit. He's a friend of mine. I consider him a friend as much as anybody on Blog Talk Radio. That guy right there, he trusted me with his radio station. He's a brother to me. He's invited me over there to Wolf Network. You know, I was already here at Freedomizer. I don't, you know, I'm pretty loyal. So as long as I don't get, you know, people don't kick me around, you know, other than to let me be the nighttime host, which I like anyway. As long as they're not kicking me around on Freedomizer, I'll be here for the long haul. Other than that, if I ever disappear, there's a good chance I, too, became a lycanthrope. Look that one up, a lycanthrope, and joined the Crazy Wolf Radio Network. That probably will not happen. I mean, because I'm really on board with Freedomizer, I'm really on board with, oh, I don't know, making a difference in spite of odds and facts and, you know, everything says it's pretty much a fail and we're too late, but I can't be like that. I can't, I've never operated like that. I always operate best when the chips are down. When the pressure is on, that's when it comes out. And let me tell you, folks, the pressure is on a little bit. There's a little bit of, a kind of a quiet before the storm, I guess you would say. I mean, this Egypt thing doesn't really affect, it does affect us, but, and we'll feel the repercussions of it down the road. And there's a few Egyptians protesting here and there. And, you know, the protests are great, but in general, you're just going to get clubbed. They're not going to listen to you and nothing will change. We're all aware of what you're pissed off about. Let's be honest. We'd all like to protest with you. There's got to be a better way, and I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what it is now. And I'm not saying it's useless. You know, go out and make some noise if that's, you know, if it makes you feel better, then it's worth doing. Let's put it that way. I'm not about to rain on anybody's cause or what they do. If you feel like putting energy into it and it tells one person what's really going on, then, you know, then it's worthwhile to me. You know, like I say, when I come out on the radio here, if there's three of you here, then you're worth me being on the air. If there's one of you here, you know, we can just talk on the phone. Other than that, it's worthwhile to come out here and talk to people about this, even if it's the same group every night. If I can, you know, if this is the night I motivate you to go out and slap a freedomizerradio.com flyer on your laundry room wall, then that's great. That's what, you know, then I've done my job here. Things like that. We've got the hosts here. We got the people willing to put out the word and put ourselves in the public eye for, you know, this is the thing about being on a thing like Blog Talk or YouTube. If you don't make any money at it, you get the same type of psycho attraction that you would if you were famous, which is kind of odd. Because I get a few pretty good trolls. I mean, really, like, fanatical. And I'm like, wow, you know, how'd this happen? Like, I have a stalker. And that, you know, that kind of trips me out a little bit. Just being on just this alternative media on Freedomizer. you think to yourself, well, you know, it'd be okay if I was getting Lindsay Lohan money, then I could handle a couple stalkers. But when, you know, you're going month to month or whatever, or week to week, and, you know, you're scrounging for gas money at the end of it and all that, you know, it's a little bit different to have stalkers. Then they get your attention a little bit more. So anyway, like, I have my own gang of stalkers on Blog Talk Radio. Did I share that with you guys? He who will not be named, Bill Wagner. Bill Wagner crew. I was over at some other show and they told me to watch my back. So you can almost bet that they're looking to take down old Knuckle Bones. I'm not sure why. It's like, you know, this is my take on that. They can nuke the show. One way or another, I'm going to be a voice out there. You can silence me. You can corrupt my show. You can play games with me. You know, I talked to Bill Wagner. If he's such a worm that he isn't the same to me as he was in person, that he is behind the scenes, you know, then no sweat off me. I don't deal with those kind of dirt balls anyway. Now, you know, Bill Wagner has been on my show. He said he was no part of the Bill Wagner crew. And, you know, he was a spammer and he could unleash all kinds of chaos into your computer if he wanted to. And you know what? I don't doubt that. And I took him at his word. Hey, you're Bill Wagner. You're a patriot. You do a show here. And you're talented enough that you don't have to bomb other people's shows. So when you come on here telling me you're part of Bill Wagner crew and I got to watch my back for you, I don't think it's Bill Wagner. When he comes to me and tells me, hey, I'm Bill Wagner and I don't like you and I'm going to take your show out, then maybe I'll heed that warning. But when some anonymous nitwit tells me to watch my back and that he's part of some, you know, gang stalking internet, whatever, you know, so what? What are you going to do? You're going to knock me off the air for the night? Sooner or later, you're going to get busted for monkeying around with such an insignificant little slug like me on the corner of the internet. So sooner or later, you're going to get caught doing that and, you know, have fun in jail. So if it's worth it to you, you know, continue. You're not messing with me. You're messing with Blog Talk Radio. You know, we pay them money. They get a refund. You know what I mean? It all works out in the end. Nuking our show, yeah, you'll pull listeners away, you know. But like I said, if you got talent, you don't have to worry about something like that. If it's not so much even having talent, if you got the right information, you don't have to worry about crapping on somebody else's show. I don't have to worry about crapping on Rambo or Crazy Wolf or anybody else's show out there. I don't have to worry about that. You know, they either have it or they don't have it. If they don't have it, they're gonna drown. A guy like American Dad and Bill Wagner, I don't see what, you know, there's no point in nuking my show. Why? So I'll talk naughty about him? You know, as far as I'm concerned, when he was on my show, he was straight up with me. You know, maybe nobody likes him. Maybe you think he's a worm. Whatever. When he was on the show, he did not nuke my show. He did not do anything to my show. So, yeah, whatever. This other crew of his, if they're all of a sudden sicked on me and they're part of him, well, you know, you can't really come out and tell people you're doing that, though. You know what I mean? So, anyway, whatever. I'm not really tripping on it. It's not, it's like, oh, you know, watch my back. Like, yeah, okay, I won't be on the internet tonight. Gee whiz. oh, woe is me. I guess I'll have to go watch TMZ, damn it. all right, I got a phone call, so this should be interesting. I feel like this is going to be one of those nights where I get like just a gaggle of trolls. Let's see if that happens. Hopefully, 615 looks familiar. I can't remember who. It looks familiar though. Let's find out. All right, 615.
Hey, this is Greg.
Greg. What's happening, Greg?
Hey, not much. I was just kind of maybe I'd help you out here since nobody's been feel like calling, I guess. I'll talk to you for a while.
Oh, nobody has to. They don't have to call me.
Hey, well, yeah, I was going to say my – I wonder if you wanted to hear my take on what's going on in Egypt here. I think that, you know, this is a movement of a bite, like you said before. These people were making $2 a day, and they're all college kids that have no future. They're living in terrible conditions, and they're just fed up. You know, it's equivalent to our Tea Party movement, except for we're still happy, and we have our cars, and we have our food. But if we're in those conditions, that's what our future's looking like. And our government is deathly afraid of this movement in Egypt, mainly for the reason that they do not want it to spread to, say, Mexico. Could you imagine what would happen if the people of Mexico were to have an uprising and protest and take over their country from their dictatorship? I can guarantee you that if the 15 million Mexicans or whatever number of Mexicans here in the United States were to get in their cars and say, you know, April 1st or whatever date, make a date and say, we're going to go back to Mexico and take over our country. I can guarantee you our government will shut down that border and not let them get back to their country because they don't want them to be a free country. They don't want them to be a free nation. You know, the Hispanic people are coming here because if I was Hispanic and I lived down there, I would do the exact same thing. They're doing what's best for their family and for their lives.
Yeah, you weren't kidding. Don't want to get killed.
Right. No, you know, and no. That's why our government's not shut down those borders. If our government had them borders shut down, the people of Mexico would have no choice but to rebel and protest and overthrow their government. So this stuff in Egypt is something that the government's afraid of, and they don't want it to spread across the world. It's spread across the Muslim countries in the Middle East, but you know, that's the Muslim part of the world is that's their faith, that's what they believe, that's their religion. Well, we've got our Christian religion, and this is the Christian part of the world. So if the Christians would get together, we could do the same thing. It would spread like fire throughout the United States and Mexico and Canada and any of the countries that are just oppressed from these dictators that are running this country. You know, our leaders here, we've had a dictatorship for the last 30 years. It's just a different puppet behind the desks calling themselves a president. You know, we've got a corporate-owned media. There's six corporations that own the media. So they're continually manipulating the American people by keeping us divided. And this is a real good example right here of how they're treating Egypt. You know, they're saying that the Muslim Brotherhood is nothing but a group of terrorists and radicals. But then when the Muslims want to build a mosque in New York at Ground Zero, they're coming up with every excuse they can to defend them. Oh, that's the innocent Muslims, and then this is the radical Muslims. They just, you know, they flip like a dime. Whatever suits their agenda is how they're going to play the whole thing, and that's what the media does.
All right, can I stop you for a second, my friend?
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, are all Christians good? There's probably a few out there that are domestic terrorists. Am I wrong?
No, there is, just like Muslims.
All right, same with the Muslims.
They're not all bad. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're doing these sweeping judgments on whole groups of people or countries when, you know, generally the little people are the little people, and we're the one getting caught in the squeeze all around the globe. It's not just... Yeah, and we're buying the hype. We're buying that nationalist hype.
Exactly. And you know...
Anti-Muslim hype.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I
mean, it's keeping us divided, more or less.
Right. Well, that's the role of the media, is to keep Americans divided. You've always got... I'm a truck driver. I listen to talk radio all day. I've been driving for 25 years. I've heard Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck and Savage and all those people. They're all the same thing. And what they do is they will build your trust by being truthful. And once they build your trust, then they start manipulating. Like Michael Savage, I can't listen to the whole show because it's ridiculous. Michael Savage has got his group of people. I'm just using him as an example. This applies to Limbaugh or any of the other talk radio hosts, what's her face?
And I'll be nice. Oh, I'm not that
right.
big. I'm kidding around.
Blog Talk is actually free speech, but Glenn Beck has his big bunch of followers, and he's sitting here promoting who's that guy for president? The real rich, famous rich guy, filthy rich, huh?
He's not promoting Ron Paul.
No. He had his show, Millionaire
Trump?
Show, where the Donald Trump.
He's been on his show. I could think of worse things that happened to us.
But he has his followers and listeners that trust him, and now he's manipulating him into thinking that if Donald Trump runs for election, then he'd be worth voting for. And the objective of all of this media is to make sure that Obama gets reelected. And what the Republican Party is going to do, the conservative radio, they're going to divide up the public and divide the people. Because you mentioned Ron Paul. You notice no matter what channel you listen to, if anybody calls in and says Ron Paul's a great guy, they always dismiss him and they always don't give him a fair shot. Because they are corporately owned. You know, they're corporately owned.
Yeah, all of
by
a sudden you're some kind of wacko. Going here with Ron Paul. Oh, you must be one of them. Yeah.
Right, Ron Paul.
9/11 was an inside job, don't you? I think that's a surefire way to lose half of your Facebook friends, or at least have them leave in droves.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the media, the corporate media has things. Conspiracy is a big word. They love to throw at callers. If anyone calls to mention anything about Obama's birth certificate, that's just conspiracy theory. Click, hang up. Don't let you say anything.
I actually ain't trying to hear it, man. I don't want to know that he pulled that over on us. We're idiots. I don't want the whole world to know how easy it is to get by. You know, if that's all, I mean, you just walk in, you bumble in here, and you run for office, and you win. What's to stop some sheik from sneaking in here and doing the same? Ha ha, infidel.
Well, what I think the case is that when what's his face, Al Gore, we had the election. Remember the hanging chads in Florida and everything. That was all nothing but a corporate media was fooling the people into thinking that paper ballots was not accurate in order to justify putting all these computers in there. These computers are so easily manipulated, it's not even funny. And that's why we have the outcomes that we have. Everyone, you know, most people say, I can't believe who was at the run against Sharon Engel. I can't think of his name.
I know you're talking about in Vegas, right?
Harry Reid. You know, everybody's saying, I can't believe Harry Reid. What? Harry Reid didn't really win.
Right.
Here's
Steve Ball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
my best friend works for them. I never trusted that guy anyway, and now I know why. All right, continue.
Well, take the deal there in Reno. Sharon Engel, okay? She won the nomination. Well, Karl Rove was in charge of the Republican, the RNC, right?
Oh,
and
how convenient.
And he was not going to back her up with money. He flat out said, "No, we're not going to support you."
Right.
Well, the people that voted her in, nominated her, raised heck to where Karl Rove finally said, "Okay, we're going to support you." So now, when Harry Reid and you hear about all this voter fraud and all this stuff going on, do you think Karl Rove is honestly going to expose voter fraud when he doesn't want her to win anyway?
No
he's not. So,
I hear
you. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all corrupt,
now, if this was Rush Limbaugh or something, that's just conspiracy talk, and they'd hang up on me, guaranteed.
Right.
Because they don't want the American people to really think outside of that box. They don't want anybody to really think. So they always throw the word conspiracy theory. Right now we had, the American people should be mad as hell about this birth certificate thing. We had the former governor of Alaska turn around and flat out lie and said she had Obama's birth certificate, and then we have this new governor of Alaska comes into office and says, I'm going to put this to rest once and for all, And he said he can't find the birth certificate. And it's like, okay, where's the media at? You know, if we had real free media, I know there'd be some stations out there just jumping all over this, saying that the American people need to demand that we get to find out if he's even legitimate. And if he's not legitimate, then everything that's crossed his desk is null and void. That's why I look at it.
We've all been saying that since he got in, right? I mean, I've been opening that out to the world since I got on here, and I know you have too. You do a show, no doubt, right?
I was for a while, but I don't get off work till late, so it just gets to be too much.
Well,
you know, sometimes.
Well, you know what the deal is, then, right? I mean, a lot of people got to go out there and hammer away at the grind, and then come try to do this.
Well, we got to form a Christian brotherhood and go ahead and start rallying and protesting and demanding major investigations as far as how come this government allowed someone that doesn't even have a birth certificate to become president. You know, some heads need to fall. Some, you know, not just, oh, well, I'm going to just retire and take early retirement type thing. You know, these politicians need to retire in a prison behind some bars is where they need to retire. And they need to know that there is consequences for their actions. Just like any of us, if we were to break the law, we'd be in jail in a heartbeat.
For nothing. For next nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. The thing is, they'll be able to pass that off on some chump somewhere along the line. Oh, I bumbled this. I didn't ask for the ID. And that guy might go to jail. Mm-hmm. We'll never hear from him again or whatever. He'll be off in some island somewhere. Go ahead.
But you see how the protesting is going on in Egypt? Those college kids are not stopping, period.
Right.
They're not going to just... Like the Mubarak or whatever his name is, he has a speech saying that he's just not going to run for the election. Those people aren't stopping. It's like, no, they're tired of hearing all the BS, just like America should be tired of it. Because that's what they do. Well, wait till November and we'll go ahead and put a bunch, we'll boot all these people out of office. Well, what happened between then and November? Obama and the administration and the Democrats and the Republican Party, Republicrats is what I call them because they're all the same. They go ahead and keep passing more and more legislation to take our rights and our freedom away. Meanwhile, they bought themselves some more time till November. Now what do we got? Republican House, but then we still have a Democrat Senate. So they're buying themselves some more time. Okay, well, let's wait till the next election. Then we can get those Democrats out, the senators out of the Senate. And then we could have a Republican House and a Senate. But, oh shoot, we got a Democrat president. You know, it's just one little game after another. These people, it's disgusting. You know, it is just completely disgusting. As we keep losing more and more of our rights and our freedom and our taxation and money and all this stuff, keeps just getting crazy.
So what's the answer here? What do you think the answer is? I've been on here a year looking for answers. I haven't found one yet. Arm up and attack the town hall doesn't work for me. So... what do you got beyond that?
Well, what I do is I call it town hall talk radio town hall. I'll call. I can't get through like Sean Hannity. I can't even get past their screen, or they don't want somebody like me to talk to Sean because I'll just tell them how it is. They want somebody that just agrees with Sean all the time or somebody that's not very intelligent. Right. So what I do is I just call all the local radio stations and talk radio all the time. And what I'm trying to do is just get. We had this one show here in town. Phil Valentine has a show, and or just all talk show in general. They always have, you know, five or six lines. Okay, so let's just pick on Glenn Beck, or let's pick on whoever, Savage. Okay, Michael Savage has his group of listeners that that the listeners all trust him. Okay, so if I was to call Michael Savage and make a statement, and Michael just say, oh, that's just a bunch of garbage and hang up on me. Well, in order for him to really discredit me, he can go to line 5 or line 6 because he knows what their topic is going to be. So if their topic is exactly with what he agrees with, he'll go to that line. And that way it makes it look like him and another person disagree with what I have to say. So what I've tried to do is get a bunch of people to call the same station with the same point of view as mine to where they can't, go ahead and go to line 5 because line 5 is going to agree with me, or line 2 is going to agree with me. There was one
preaching to the choir. Well, that's right. what we do here, though.
Well, there's
unfortunately.
Huh? Well, there's that. It's just that's just the way it is. But there's one station I called, and they go into Rhetoric Radio, and I call Rhetoric Radio is when they can't find any callers to agree with their views, so they just start talking about nothing, a bunch of nonsense, just to use up that hour or an hour and a half time. And that's what they do. And I've called radio stations before and just slammed the door on whoever the host was, at Del Journal, whoever it was, it doesn't matter. And the whole rest of their show, they're trying to dispute what I said and try to find people to call up and say I was wrong, but they never took any calls. Normal, and their normal time schedule, they'd always have calls throughout the whole 3 hours of their show. So those things like that are really effective, because I know I'm waking a lot of people up to the whole thing.
And you do this at work, right? This don't end when you go off the air. It's something you want to talk about all day long if you can get away with it, right?
Yeah, it's about getting people, waking people up. You know, you've heard of, you know, the black box and
yeah, oh yeah.
Mark of the Beast, you know. Well,
yeah, all
of it. If you ask the average American their opinion about something, their answer is going to be based on what they've heard from the radio or the television. They don't think for themselves. I mean, no matter what your opinion is, you've heard it from either, I'm just saying you in general.
Anyone.
You know, most people, yeah, has heard. Their reply is based on what they've heard on the radio or their favorite talk show host. So people aren't really thinking. They're just repeating, I guess you could say.
Like good budgies.
Right. You know, and I can only say so much on the radio, on regular radio, because they just cut you off. This whole thing with Obama's birth certificate, that was all, oh, conspiracy, they hang up on you. Another person would call up later on, no, you're just a conspiracy theory. Well, now we're finding out that we already knew for sure anyway, but now there's some talk show people that are even mentioning it, that, hey, well, he might not even have his birth certificate. The governor couldn't find it.
What do you think is going to happen there if they stone cold bust a guy, somebody puts it to him? What do you think will go down? Do you think he'll just go to jail and that'll be it? Or what do you think will go down in that situation? You think it'll have think it'll be a race war or something like that? Like, oh, you know, because there's a certain element of people that just, you know, unfortunately, much like a bunch of redneck white people, they would never vote for a black guy. And these people, you know, certain people, they got the opportunity to vote him in. Do you think they get all militant about that? You think that would be something like, you're full of it? This is Bush behind the scenes? What do you think would go down?
I don't know. All I know is that nothing's going to happen unless the American people just start demanding that we have a thorough investigation of all these politicians. There is no Republican or Democrat. It's the Republicans are just as much to blame, because John McCain was born on a military base overseas somewhere, Panama or something. Well, he wasn't eligible to run to be president either, because you have to be born on U.S. soil. Right. You have to be born on U.S. soil. So they're, you know, the people need to do just like Egypt did, but we all need to demand that we have a thorough investigation of how this man became president. How did he even get on the ballot, not being an American citizen?
I'm telling you, man, they'll throw some meathead at us and think we'll buy it. And most of the people in the country will buy right into it, because they're not trying to hear this crap. Let's be honest. You know what it's like out there. They're not trying to hear this.
Right. Everybody wants to stick their head in the sand and say, right. Oh, I just can't believe
I'm going back
that.
To my Wii, and I'm going to go back to whatever I'm doing, you know. You know, everybody's got their mental masturbation going on out there, whatever it may be, whatever's got your attention. And they're just not trying to hear this, man. It's like, oh, yeah, we heard it all. It's the end of the world all the time, blah, blah, blah. You know, like Reagan was the Antichrist, and Big Bush was the Antichrist, and Clinton was the Antichrist. Little Bush was the Antichrist, and now you want to say it's Obama, and, you know, it's just people aren't buying it. The people that know what's going on, can see that it's more than that. It's more than just hype. There's more going on that, you know, they had to put all their ducks in a row before they could lay, you know, put out what they're trying to get away with right now. You know, this didn't happen overnight. It had to happen in increments. And now it's at a breaking point, really. I just don't, you know, I'm not a big promoter of, you know, arm up and go assault something. But at the same time, I'd say be ready for whatever and, you know, defend your own area and your people. You know, you need to network with people around you that do think like you. And it's almost time to stop saying, hey, you know, we can't spread the word anymore. Anybody who's going to be woke up is woke up, and it's time to network. You know, we could be at that point. People were saying that a year ago, and I was saying, no, you can't leave out the sheeple. You can't leave out the sheeple. You know, they need to hear, as long as we have time left, they need to hear this. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know if you feel like it's too late for those people or, you know, it's still time to, you know, bring them on board with what's going on.
Well, I don't think it's too late for anybody because, you know, that's why God teaches us forgiveness. You know, all these people that just don't get it because they're manipulated by the media and they think one way because of, like I was saying, the way whoever their talk show host is has manipulated them to think one way. So I don't blame them for thinking that way. All we could do is just try to just be open-minded and be patient with them.
I do try.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's difficult because they're aggressive, you know, because they really believe in what they're believing, you know, like, oh, you're just saying this because you hate Obama. You know what? It has nothing to do with Obama. I was rooting for the guy. I was hoping. I wanted the change. I wanted the hope. He wouldn't have got my vote, but once he got in, I was like, oh, please do what you say you're going to do. And then when, you know, he bailed out the Wall Street, you know, that's enough for me. That's all I needed to see. And then the forced healthcare down everybody's throat when we're already having economic problems, you can see what he was trying to do here. And then the Sharia law is okay. Really? You know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come here, bitch. You know? Great. You know? Let me smack you around a bit before, you know, get busy on those dishes. Well, you know, and where's my beer? The whole nine yards and get away with it all like 1940s, you know, Kansas or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, I didn't vote for the guy, but once he got in, you know, I didn't buy into the hype that it was the end of the world, but now I'm starting to wonder, you know, who is this guy? He's really, that's pretty smooth to pull that off, if you ask me. I can't even drive without an ID, and this guy's going to be the president of the United States and be entitled to top secret everything and go fly around on Air Force One, and nobody carded the guy and nobody cares? People close to him don't care? Like, hey, Obama, you know what? Could you just show me for a second so I'm not paranoid? You know, hey, what the, you know, like Biden or one of them, anybody? Somebody step up and say, hey, well, how about some ID just for the heck of it? You know, just take the heat off. You know, show me and I'll tell him it's okay. And, you know, but he hasn't done that. He hasn't put anybody, I've seen it. And then these people change their mind. Oh, I didn't see it. You know, because they don't want, they're getting threatened. They're no doubt getting thugged on, to put it, you know, like it is. That's what's happening. They get, you know, full on thuggery going on, mafia deal, and it's all in the government. You know how the mafia works. They work both ends. The good, they got the cops, they got the criminals. They do their criminal enterprise, and they get away with it all because they know the cops. And their competition's eliminated because they know the cops. So it's just insane.
Well, also, you know, the Obama administration, just the government itself, has been cleaning out the actual, any of the real reporters that are doing reporting or people that are telling the truth. If you turn around and look at Helen Thomas, most people don't realize that you know, a week before Helen Thomas was fired, Obama had that press conference, and they were talking about everything under the sun, but good old Helen Thomas, she was the only one that asked Obama, hey, how come we're not bringing hundreds of thousands of our troops back out of this war? How come we're not ending this war? And that was a question you were not supposed to ask Obama, because you weren't supposed to bring that topic up. And then a week later, all of a sudden, Helen Thomas gets fired for making some remark about the Jews or Israel or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Helen Thomas has been making remarks like that for 20 years, if not more. She's always made some kind of crazy remark and never lost her job. But then this is kind of strange how a week before she mentions the war and how Obama said he was going to end the war, and then she's gone a week later. McChrystal, General McChrystal, I think what happened with him was he actually voted for Obama. Never they're reporting that he voted for Obama and supported Obama. And I feel that he voted for Obama because Obama said he was going to end the war. And he was a general, or I guess a general commander, whatever, and he was in charge of that war, and his main objective was to end the war as soon as he can with the least amount of casualties and bring the boys home, the troops home. And after he's been in that and working in the whole system, he realized that this government has absolutely no intentions of ever ending this war, and he could not go to any mainstream media. The only thing he could find was Rolling Stone magazines to tell his story. Okay,
right.
So he got fired because of that. But did the media ever concentrate or focus on what he said in that article? No, because that's their objective. Right, that's their objective. They're supposed to misdirect you. And
yeah, he went under the rug quick time, didn't he?
Exactly.
That story, that was a big story, but it lasted
a week. Yeah. If that. You know, 3 to 5 days to a week, and the news sucked on it. The news grabbed onto it. They took all your attention and focused all your attention on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't focus on what he actually said.
Right.
You know, so there are people out there that are doing the right thing, no matter what the consequences are. So he figured he was going to lose his job no matter what, but at least he was going to make an attempt to expose this corruption.
Like
that's
that
going
colonel
on
there. Colonel
the
lost
colonel.
His whole career there. For over the birth certificate. And that's a colonel. I mean, anybody who knows anything about the military, you don't get the colonel, doing things half-assed. You don't just get handed colonel. Colonel's a big-time rank. If you get colonel or above, you've done something for the military. And for that guy to just say the hell with it, I don't think I don't think the commander in chief is legit, and I'm willing to stake my career on it. You know, that for me, that's saying something. And that guy, mm-hmm. They court martialed him, and still nobody got showed any ID, though. Nobody got showed that birth certificate. And I know what he's talking about, not that one you can just go down and get a copy of. You get the one with the footprints, fingerprints, and all that. There's only, when you're born, that happens, the live birth thing. And, that document's not that easy to get your hands on unless you're the person who has it. I just don't know why Obama don't take the, obviously he is not a citizen. Obviously we have him. I don't know how the guy goes day to day. How do you do that? How do you go day to day knowing the whole country knows that you're lying and just walk along like there ain't nothing happening? How do you pull that off? That guy's amazing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go ahead and send you a link to a page that has Obama's birth certificate on it.
I don't think I want to.
Right,
you can show them because I want no part.
Truth Detective, right there. Just go to that link and there's his birth certificate. It's got his footprints. It's a story about how he was born in Kenya, how his parents actually went on vacation to Kenya to see relatives, and while they were on vacation in Kenya, his mom had him. she just went into labor right there in Kenya, and he was born in Kenya on Kenyan soil, and then a week later they went back home to Hawaii, and that's where they came up with this certificate of birth or whatever it is. It's not an actual birth certificate with the footprints, but here's the footprints right there on the website.
Yeah,
it's all
from
out there.
Kenya.
Yep, it's
yeah,
right
hey.
There. It's all authenticated, but.
You know what? In the long run, I don't even care because, bottom line, we've already signed over sovereignty to the UN in our own government. We have laws in place that has already given control of certain things in this country to them. So I don't, us having a foreign president isn't even, for me, it ain't even that significant. He's just the figurehead of it all.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? The media says that we owe China that trillions of dollars.
Yeah,
the media says we gave our sovereignty to other countries. But you know what? I didn't do anything. I don't owe China
right.
any. You don't owe
they
China.
They sat there and
all
beat
I owe is my
sticks.
Visa. Right. I owe my visa bills, I owe my car payment, I owe my house payment, whatever I owe. That's all I'm responsible to pay for.
Right.
All this garbage about the media influencing the American people into thinking that we're in so much debt, we owe China so much money. China's letting us borrow money that they print out of thin air because it's just fiat currency. It's not backed by anything. They're turning around printing this money that's fiat currency that's not backed by anything, and our corrupt government is borrowing it from them, and we're supposed to pay it back, which justifies them. It's about justifying them to raise our taxes. So if they can convince the American people that we owe China trillions and trillions of dollars,
right.
then it's easier for them to convince the American people that, you know what, we're going to have to raise taxes because we owe China all this money.
You think we're getting cut the other way, though, when the Republicans say they're going to cut and cut and cut and cut? That's going to hurt after a while. You need firemen. You need police officers. You need a certain – you don't want single mothers out there with five –
Hello?
You know what? You hear what I'm saying, right?
You cut out just a little bit my phone.
Hey. It happens occasionally. I'm just saying, you've got the other end. You've got the Republican side that wants to cut everything. Cut, 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 cut. We're getting cut one way or another. You're either going to lose services or you're going to lose money or you're going to lose both. Probably both. Everything will get more expensive and you'll get less for it. What else is new?
Yeah, I think what they're doing is say if we were to have a type of revolution that Egypt is having, I can guarantee you we're going to see the dollar crash because that would be the government saying, how dare you infidels, you useless people. Because you got to remember, these people in our government, they think they're the elitists. They're kings and queens, and we're just all peons to them. If they can manipulate us through the media, they manipulate us any way they want to manipulate us because they feel like they've got us wrapped around their little finger. And that's why they're afraid of the Tea Party movement, is because that's kind of a sign that we're not all just brain dead idiots. We are getting ready. We are, fighting back and really paying attention and doing things to stop stuff. That's why they tried everything they could to stop the Tea Party movement, to call you AstroTurf.
Well, they did
everything
do it.
Else. Mm-hmm.
Because Shanghaied by the friggin' neocons, man. That ain't the Tea Party I was part of. I was like, Tea
right.
Party, yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like Republican Party. I'm like, well, how'd this happen? Because I want no part of, you got to have balance here, man. You can't just cut everything and go crazy. If you want to cut something, pull the troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and we'll have plenty of money. Better yet, pull
exactly.
them out of all countries. We're just sitting there. We have bases all over the place that aren't doing anything in our allies' countries. How about pulling some of those troops back? Even
right.
that.
And how about all this foreign aid we do to pay for
right.
abortions in other countries? There's
right.
so much. NASA, what the heck are we doing spending millions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars to shoot some
garbage
rocket
we're
up
going
to go
to the moon.
Mars? Yes, exactly. And that's, yeah. You know what I think it is? You know what I really think it is? I think it's a matter of, okay, you know, it's just like the gold. The more money you print, the less value. You're going to lose the value of your currency if you print more money. So these politicians are spending as much money as they possibly can to justify printing more money or borrowing more money, which devalues the dollar. They're like saying, okay, let's see how I could throw hundreds of billions of dollars away in this project, or let me see how I could throw hundreds of billions in this project. Meanwhile, they're eating, you know, $1,000 an ounce caviar, and their whole family's set for life, and they're just the best education, the best everything, and their whole objective is to destroy the dollar because, you know, like some of the people are blogging or are chatting on it. It's like, you know, if they destroy the dollar, they control us, and that's what they're doing. They were talking about $5 and $7. Here's something I'll get you. Have you heard? You've heard of Roger Hitchcock?
I haven't.
Roger Hitchcock.
He's on
XM. And okay. And they were debating whether or not to extend the tax Bush cuts. And I called Roger Hitchcock up and I said, listen, I said they're going to extend the tax Bush cuts because that was going to make Obama look good for reelection 2012. But I can guarantee you that the price of gas is going to go up or they're going to jump up the interest rates because they're going to get the money from you one way or the other, okay? So that all goes through, and I call Roger Hitchcock up 2 weeks later. And actually, after I said that, he said, oh, you know, he might be right, you know. So he actually agreed with me. And about 3 weeks later, I called him up, and I said, hey, Roger, hey, you know, they extended the tax cuts, and look what we got. We got $3 a gallon gas all much. I told you that's what was going to happen. And, man, you should have heard him. He was ticked off. He was so mad because I just basically just busted him, you know. And he clicked the phone off on me, and he went for about 15 minutes trying to dispute everything I said. Oh, that's not how it works. The price of gas doesn't, oil doesn't go up that way, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was I just sit there and laugh because these guys, they act like they're so smart. Limbaugh, Hannity, all of them, they're not smart. They're sitting there, they have their staff, and it's like me and you are having a conversation right now, and if you've got someone there in your office, if you have a third person within the conversation, like everybody in the chat room, they're all coming up with different comments based on what we're talking about in general. Well, those people are in the chat room are going to come up with things that you and I can't think of while we're talking. So when you have a talk show host that has a staff, and they're trying to dispute what I say, their staff is sitting there printing things for your talk show host to say in reply.
Right.
So these people come across as if they're so smart, and oh my gosh, you know, Sean Hannity, he's just the best. He's so smart. He sure told that guy.
It's a staff. He's got his team of eight people sitting there on a teleprompter or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's all made up propaganda.
He's a barker. He's a carnival barker.
More or less. And that applies to all of them because it's about keeping the American people divided, you know. And that's where this uprising in Egypt. Those people aren't divided. They're all banding together. I don't know if they've got, you know, liberals or Democrats or whatever, but they're all banding together as a group of people saying enough is enough with the government. And our media's role is to make sure that we all are divided. Randy Rhodes, she's a babbling idiot, and there's a lot of other ones like that, but then they're playing the Democrat side. I think they're all just a bunch of actors playing a different part. You know, one's going to play a liberal talk show part, and one's going to play a Republican part. And you always notice how some people say, oh, Rush, I wish you'd run for president. And it's like, oh, well, I can't do that. Well, he's not going to do that because he's serving his purpose in keeping his followers and his listeners under his thumb. You know, if Rush says you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is a bunch of radicals, then they're going to believe it. If he says they're not but anything but a bunch of college students, they're going to believe that too. And I kind of wash all that out of my mind, and I just look at it this way. The guy's a dictator. He's been a dictator for 30 years. Those people are living on $2 a day or $2 a week or whatever it is, so they have every right to overthrow that government. Whether they're Islamic, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Christian, they have every right to overthrow that government. And that happens. That goes with any country, anybody, you know.
My only question is why the hesitation when, you know, what side are you supporting? You know what I mean? On Obama's part, it should be cut and dried that he'd be for the people right off the bat, no doubt about it.
Exactly.
When you see that kind of movement.
Mm-hmm. And that shows his true, what he's really about.
Right.
He's just a puppet. He's just a puppet behind that desk, and he was put in there just to be a good spokesman. I don't listen to what he says in his speeches because I know it's just lies. He doesn't have any. You know, we need change. We want to end the war. This, that. Oh, we're going to put everything out there. Every time a bill goes out there, we're going to put it on the internet so everybody can see it. When he was saying all that stuff, I was just saying that all sounds great, but actions speak louder than words, and it never happened. You know, it was like the complete opposite. But it's woken up. You know, the American people are awake. You know, they're awake, and it just takes time because, you know, I guess what woke me up was my wife and I, we campaigned for Governor Huckabee because we really thought Huckabee was great. And we saw.
Now, why don't you think he's great? Let me stop you right there. I kind of like that guy lately. Maybe I'm way off. What don't you like about Huckabee?
The reason why I don't like Huckabee is because, you know, when he was campaigning, he didn't have the advantage of, like, McCain was a senator, so he had all, you know, McCain had all the money. He was getting paid his full salary, and it was hard for Huckabee to, you know, to run election, okay, which he did great. I mean, as far as he got was great. But then after the election, this November was a great opportunity for him to grab a spot in the House or the Senate. And if he was really serious about becoming president, he would have ran for office somewhere, somehow, not just been sitting on his little talk show and be a talk show host. That's kind of why, because then we'd actually have a voting record that we could look at and look at what he stands on things on record instead of what he says on the radio or television. And Ron Paul, he has a voting record that speaks for itself. There is no doubt.
Oh, you don't have to sell Ron Paul to me, my friend. I'm a Ron Paul fanatic. If he runs, I'll be out passing out flyers and dragging people to vote.
Exactly, and I think a lot of the Huckabee people will be doing the same thing because we realize that too.
They should run together. I'd vote. That ticket would knock it out of the park. I trust both of those guys with the country. Honestly,
I mean, either one
of them, Huckabee couldn't mm-hmm. screw it up any worse than it's been for the last my whole life. You know, I'm not that I'm a, you know, I don't know Huckabee's whole agenda, but as a person, looking at him person to person, I trust the guy. So in other words, I don't think he's out to get the country. He may be an elitist, but I don't see him being an evil elitist. I don't know how to put it to you. I think we could do a lot worse than him. In other words.
Yeah, me too. But since he didn't run for Senate, that puts a little bit of a notch on my belt as far as under Huckabee goes. It's just kind of that's something that just kind of raises a little bit of a red flag for me, you know. And it takes more than just one thing like that, but that just kind of raises a red flag, you know. And another thing, when we were campaigning for Huckabee, we saw how the numbers were, and we saw how Fred Thompson. Senator Fred Thompson, he waited for the opportune moment to get in the race to stop Huckabee's momentum. People didn't realize that, but looking at Huckabee's number because we were campaigning for him, we saw how Huckabee was gathering momentum, and I can't remember what state it was that Thompson got into the race, but when he got into the race, he took a big chunk of Huckabee's momentum away, and then first thing he did was drop out of the race and endorse McCain. And Fred Thompson had his own radio show here for a while, and that was kind of his payoff for being, you know, one of the good old boys and doing his job to make sure Obama got elected. Is what I look at it, you know. And then also, you know, we had meetup groups all around the United States, the Huckabee people, and we would, like, if Huckabee was going to be running in Texas or Tennessee, the meetup groups we were calling up to like 150,000 people a night before the primaries that next day, you know, just to say you just had a pre-written thing and you just read it over the phone and you called maybe 20, but everybody had called 20 to where you're calling, you know, thousands of people every night. And we're all big Sean Hannity listeners and Laura Ingraham listeners. And, you know, Laura Ingraham was always spouting out how we need another Ronald Reagan. We need another Ronald Reagan. And then Huckabee comes around and Laura Ingraham wouldn't give Huckabee the time of day. He just, dismissed. She was pushing Mitt Romney. And same with Sean Hannity. Right? Now, we found out that Mitt Romney owned a big portion of the network that Hannity works for and Laura Ingraham works for. So basically, Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity were just promoting their boss, Mitt Romney. And at the same time, they were dividing the American people and how they vote and what they vote on. So you've got the Huckabee people that were real good supporters of Huckabee, the Ron Paul people that were good supporters of Ron Paul, which are the two the best candidates there. But then you had all the Laura Ingraham listeners and all the Sean Hannity listeners that were all focused towards Mitt Romney. And everybody hated John McCain.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there was nobody that wanted John McCain. And
that
was
what, are you kidding
objective.
Me? That's what we get, a stick in the eye or Obama. What do you want?
Right. And that's, and to me, that was the whole objective of getting John McCain to win the nomination, because they knew darn well he had no way he was going to win against Obama.
Hey,
and
man, you
why,
know, where did that guy come from anyway? You know, honestly, Obama just...
He was killed.
Unbelievable. The guy appeared... He was like that... You ever see that devil that comes out of the closet in a puff of smoke? It's kind of a like he pops out anywhere and this puff of smoke comes. That was like Obama when he appeared. He just poof. He was there.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, like.
Yeah.
Hey.
Remember the first debates. Huckabee killed everybody. Huckabee and basically McCain was, his clock was clean. He wasn't even a contender after the first couple of debates. And then all of a sudden he has this miraculous recovery and he comes back out of nowhere when everybody hated him. You know, there's just that kind of stuff. Is like all those little things just kind of add up where you just start to realize that the Republican Party was just as corrupt, and they did everything they could to get Obama into office by making sure that McCain won the nomination. Right.
Well,
you know,
yeah, people got short memories on Bush and how corrupt that was. You know, so we all dying for Obama. Still, he wouldn't have got my vote, but people were dying for anything. Just get Bush out of there. You know, by the time Bush was done. So, you know, yeah, we know they're working together, but the common person out there is not buying into this. And I really don't know what to do about that. Because they're pretty much, that's who the elite use, the ignorant people and the evil people. When, you know, they use they have their minions. In other words, they got people who follow them blindly for a couple extra bucks. And then they got people who are ignorant that they can just lead whichever way they want them to go. On the other side of that is us, who are a relatively small group who everybody think is insane. So that's always, you know, something. I don't know. I kind of like
people.
I like kind of being there, though. I'm used to being that guy on the outside looking in, so it's nothing new to me. But... you know, for some, it might get pretty frustrating trying to wake people up. Obviously, you haven't been frustrated. You should be back on the radio, my friend. You've been you're doing all right. You're going right along like you've done this before.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been calling talk radio a lot and stuff. And you know, I think that too is that I'm you know, always everyone that's on Blog Talk, that's in the chat room. You know, when you call somebody like Hannity or something like that, you're going to be nervous. You know, I'm still a little nervous no matter what when I call somebody. But Blog Talk is a really good tool to get through that nervousness. So, you know, call up, call this show and talk to the host like I am, and it'll get easier through time. I mean, he's not going to kill you if you talk to him or any of the
right.
hosts on Blog Talk. And you get through that nervousness where you could start talking and saying what you really feel to these talk show hosts on mainstream radio. And that's a big thing. You know, they can always flip the switch on you, and then after they hang up, they could, you know, try to
make fun of you
around. Right, and make fun of you or go to a different line because they know some other callers are. But every time you say something, there's someone out there out of the thousands of people that listen to what you say and know exactly what you meant by what you say. And those things are getting people to start waking up and start to realize, especially when I mention something, you know, to one of the talk show hosts and they dispute me, and then 2 weeks later I'll get on there or someone else will notice it. People notice that stuff, you know, they really do. And people are waking up.
Anyway, we got Wolfgang here calling in. He'll probably have a question or comment. You two can fight for the hot air. I have to refill my coffee cup, and I'm going to trust you not to nuke my show in the meantime. Give me 30 seconds,
or
I'll play a tune.
I got about 10 more minutes here, and I got to go to bed. I got to get to work tomorrow. So
that's what I'm talking about. You got anything else you want to tell the people, or website, or anything in connection with what you've been talking about?
Well, I've got the Choices for America website. And that's got a lot of stuff. What I would say is go to the choicesforamericawebsite.com. I'll throw the link up there. Let's see, toss it in here real quick. And if you go on the home page there, the right hand side, it says what is the role of the media, and there's a video there, and that gives you the breakdown of what the Telecommunications Act of 1934 was about. That was about no corporations or businesses could own any more than 40 forms of media. And if you owned a local radio station, you couldn't own a local television station. So you were limited to 40 forms of media. Well, Clinton in 1996 signed into law the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and that made it, that took that whole fairness out. And that's why we have six corporations that own and control everything you hear and see on TV, 90% of it, 99% of it, other than Blog Talk. But you will see that. And then also there's the neurolinguistic programming. That has an interview with Sean Hannity, and it shows you all the subconscious type of little tricks they do and how they interrupt someone when they're talking and try to throw off their train of thought, and that helps out a lot as far as to...
I think Mark's a master of that, by the way, now that you mention it. Mark, you CIA operative, you. Anyway, continue.
But that's really good.
Yes, you are.
All right, well, let me tell you something. First of all, the way to get good on the radio...
Hey, wait a minute now. Before you get going, I want to make sure he gets his website out there one more time. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let him know.
Okay, go ahead.
One more time, my friend.
Choices for America, foramerica.com. And it's choicesforamerica.com is because there was a lot of things on here that you're going to think you know. You're going to think you already know what it is. It won't be. It will be something a lot different. It's out of the box. It's out of what the mainstream media wants you to know. Global warming is eugenics, the hidden agenda. That shows you that the eugenics movement, if you're familiar with the eugenics movement, it was about population control.
We come from all bases here, don't we, Mark? We're from outer space to under the Denver airport, I guess you could say, on this show. Mm-hmm.
You cover just about any topic pretty well.
All of them. Mm-hmm. You want to talk reptilians with me, I'm with you. I won't believe
real good
I'm talking with you about it.
Another thing real good is the 40 Days for Life. 40 Days for Life is, I don't know if you're familiar with that. September 22nd. Well, what that is that last year, or not last year, this year, September 22nd, my computer froze up, but the 40 Days for Life movement is people are going out, they go, it says September 22nd to October 31st, the next one is March 6th to April something or another. My computer froze up for a second, but what people are doing is they're going to abortion clinics, and they go out in front of the abortion clinics, and they have signs, and they just pray. And they're just there so that when women go in there to perform or get an abortion, it makes them think twice. And when you get on their website, they'll send you updates like day 27 or day 28.
They're
day
not blowing stuff up now, right? They're just
no.
Protesting. They don't go to people's funerals, and they're not one of them.
Right? It's all they're all church people. You know, they'll pray the Bible and stuff.
Go protest, the funeral of some army guy. You know who's that?
Yeah.
Those out there. I just want to make sure we're not promoting anything like that because I don't want to have any part
For some reason, the link's not working, at least on my end. It's just the number 40daysforlife.com. Well, they sent
40daysforlife.com, people. 40 days for life. 40 days for life.
Okay.
Is that the 4 F-O-R or 4?
Yeah.
F-O-R.
40
the number, days.
Yeah.
4 spelled out life.
Yes.
.com.
And there was you get updates of every day that's most days are coming on, and one story last time around was the group was out there and this lady drove up and she was kind of rolling down her window and they were thinking, "Oh my gosh, what is she going to say? Is she going to be some kind of whack or what?" And she rolled down her window and she said, "You know, thank you for being here, because if you weren't here last year, I wouldn't have a granddaughter in the backseat of my car right now," because her daughter was going to get an abortion. And since they were there the year before, she decided not to get the abortion, and she had a granddaughter in her backseat of her car. So there's all kinds of great stories that happen all over. I mean, they're even doing it in other countries, too. This 40 Days for Life movement has grown immensely.
So you're next to a terrorist right about now.
No, we're trying.
Listen to me here. Feel me on this. We're trying to reduce the population. This person is out promoting being fruitful and multiplying. I agree with that, man, totally. Well, I know what you're trying. You don't have to tell me. You do anything that moves. We're not talking to you, Mark Brickley. All right.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really impressed by what he said, and I believe in the same things he does.
Like
if
you
we
pray.
If we had not aborted 40 million Americans, this country would be a lot different today.
Mark, you don't pray. Don't tell me you pray. You don't even believe in God.
The prayers of a Jew are the strongest of all.
Yeah, but you don't even do it. You don't do any of it.
And not only that do I pray, but
I think he's feeding us a line here at this point, Mark.
No, I'm not. I almost died of a heart attack 3 years ago. I went to the hospital and they said I was a goner. They said, "Here, just sign these forms and donate your organs because you're not going to make it."
Well, we can't talk about this tonight, my friend. Let's finish up. Wait a minute. Wait, you guys both kept me on 15. I'm taking a break now. If you're here when I get back, good. If you're not, by all means, drop off. I'll see you in a minute. Ava Aston, be right back.
Love doesn't come with a guarantee. Things may not turn out the way that we planned. I thought I left you behind and kissed my hand. A lifetime to goodbye. Just can't understand. Oh, if you didn't mean what you said to me.
Freedomizers. Have you started your food storage yet? Are you dehydrating your own organic fruits and vegetables? Proof Negative here is going to tell you to check out dehydrate2store.com, where Tammy is going to show you how to dehydrate your own fruits and vegetables so that you can have the best food storage possible. Why waste money on inferior products when you could do it yourself? Easy. Check out dehydrate2store.com.
The New World Order Report, Monday through Friday, featuring new host ABC on Mondays and Wednesdays, and myself, Trevinal One, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The unauthorized, unlicensed news brought to you every weeknight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio.
Actually, we can edit that. I'll be in place of Trevinal One. I'll be taking his primetime spot, so if you ain't got enough of me at nighttime, you'll get more of me in primetime. I know you'll just love that. They have unleashed me in primetime. Woe to all of you letting me out there on the air at that time of day. Anyway, we're going to play one more spoof ad. This has nothing to do with anything. It's just funny. We all love it. The FEMA camp tycoon. Sit back, relax, and watch Proof Negative's, or listen to Proof Negative's best work.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
All right, we lost our independent caller. You got impatient with us, so he had to go. No big deal. We did talk to him for a couple hours, so hopefully he got his point across. And you guys will check out his site. I'm a big supporter of anybody who's out for the truth, whether they be part of our network or not. If you're out there shooting the truth out, and you're keeping it real, then I've got your back anyway. So one more little blast from the past. I love this guy. I know you all miss him too. Here we go.
George, how you doing? I'm JR.
JR.
Yeah.
I have his initials.
Yeah.
either of these to you or what?
Yeah, sure. JR. Wanted to ask you, George, I'm really curious to find out what you think about this whole 9/11 conspiracy truth movement thing that's going on across the nation. They interrupted Bill Maher's show last Friday.
Yeah.
What are your personal thoughts on that? Would you care to comment on that?
I always question the received reality. The consensus reality is often intentionally misleading.
Would you support a new investigation on 9/11?
You know, that's like, you know, that they don't investigate themselves in this country. Those people, there would be a white one. It would be like the Kennedy thing. It would be like everything.
Okay.
The people who are in charge do what they want, and they will always do what they want. The power does what it wants to. And I wouldn't trust an investigation. It's just fun. It's good speculation. Because you can't, you're getting this on here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, now you know. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you, George. Thank you.
That guy was awesome, wasn't he, George Carlin? R.I.P., buddy. There was a guy who told the truth for a long time, probably before some of you were born. George Carlin, definitely a funny guy, funny in a hardcore kind of way. We'll miss him. Anyway, he was telling the truth. Of course, he was also old and frail, so I don't think anything conspiratorial happened to him. But there are plenty of them out there that maybe something shady happened to them. Who knows? Maybe some of them. I was thinking about that today. I was talking William Cooper and Alex Jones. And Mark, you know, if you want to chime in anytime during my little rant here. But the William Cooper, Alex Jones, everything I have studied having to do with the New World Order, you can always tie, at least as far as American intelligence, it's always tied to naval intelligence. And William Cooper was naval intelligence. Philip Schneider was naval intelligence. A lot of these people were naval intelligence. Alex Jones, where'd that guy come from? He was just some radio host. Am I wrong? I don't think he was ever in the military. I don't know what his background is, but maybe somebody could fill me in on that. So you've got William Cooper, a member of naval intelligence, flip-flopping his story so you don't really ever get the real story. In the beginning, he said one thing. And I love William Cooper. Don't get me wrong. If I had to pick one guy, I guess he would be the guy I'd have to hang my hat on. I'll be honest with you. But that being said, I like to provide the devil advocate side. And that is, hey, the man was in naval intelligence. He mysteriously gets killed or whatever, but only, you know, if only a handful of people were there with a grainy video or something. Maybe it never happened. Maybe he's off living in Tahiti somewhere, you know, sipping drinks, watching
his... Wasn't Phil Cooper the guy that went nuts and they shot him in the head or something?
What? Come on. You know, this is the kind of story we're going to get out of Mark Brickley, which is...
No, I'm asking you. I don't know.
I'm glad to have you here. You're like a, you know, kind of, sort of like a punching bag for the show, because you provide me with that opposition that cannot, you know, so, I don't know.
I'm not opposing you. I'm asking you, what happened
you're like
to him?
Genius sheeple. You're like the Einstein sheeple. You're so smart, yeah, you can't see what's right in front of you. You're so busy finding the big formula that you can't add two and two. That's
now, what were you talking about?
What the problem
is.
It's complicated enough for you, Mark.
Boy, you're adversarial tonight.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk about a few topics.
All right. Well, we got somebody wanting to call in here. Right, we'll see how this goes. This looks like could be a troll, but you never know. Let's find out how this goes, old Mark. You ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
All right, it's a Skype person. Let's see how this unfolds. All right, Skype person, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ronald here. Name's Ronald here. Anyway.
Ronald from the chat room?
Yeah. I was over playing my guitar earlier, and I saw that I could Skype in, so I just thought I'd throw
awesome.
The thing. Yeah, you know, I started off listening to internet radio of August about 5 or 6 years ago, and I really enjoyed it. I started with Alex Jones, but I got off of him when he did the Charlie Sheen thing with Obama, and then I found out it was a fake. I said, this guy's out here. So I started listening to Oracle, and I've been listening to Oracle about 2 or 3 years now. And,
now, who's on Oracle? Who are their hosts?
Well, I listen to Lee Rogers and Mike Chambers, a couple others. But anyway,
okay.
I ran across this, I guess, about a year ago, and I hadn't listened much. And so I've been enjoying this show here. I just love listening to this type of stuff. Since I've gotten out in the internet radio, my TV has pretty much died.
Oh.
But, yeah,
welcome
I mean,
to our universe here.
Yeah, I started off listening to Shoy when I was a kid, and I used to listen to the whacked out preachers on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big time.
Oh, I listened to that, too.
You know what? Yeah, I used to. I'd get drunk and listen to them and crack up. I don't know why. Weird habit I had.
Yeah, I used to listen to Brother Stare, and he would come up with some really stuff to make your hair on your neck stand up when he's talking about this. He come up with these disaster scenarios. These
in-the-world
scenarios. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could happen. World, a War of the Worlds on people, too. Hey, we interrupt this broadcast to bring you an important news message. The world has been, you know, I could go on some kind of tangent like that and freak everybody out, but, and I do sometimes. Sometimes you can't help it because it seems like the world's a mess. But with people like you calling in, you know, getting it out, and Mark calling in, this other guy, you know, we had a few callers tonight, so it's been a pretty easy show, and I appreciate that, and
hey,
I want your point of view, too. I'm glad to hear your point of view.
Something, too. I follow current events, and I'm a cartoonist, and I think I put in my blog earlier in the chat room. But what really surprises me is I'm 52 years old,
all right?
And I got guys that are like in their late and early 40s, and I say, man, what about this thing going over to Egypt, you know? And this one guy I work with, and one day he asked me, he says, is Africa a country? And I go, huh?
What?
Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
I mean, he doesn't do drugs, and I'm
just stone cold stupid, huh? I mean, I don't know what else you're gonna.
Yeah, I know. Like it just blows me away. So I could keep my mouth shut. I'm considered crazy because I follow things like that, and
you're getting just out of the loop, man. Hey, you didn't know?
Yeah. Anyway,
who gives a crap about that country? I hear you.
What's really funny is that it seems to be kind of sad that some people seem to think, well, it's not happening in my neighborhood.
Oh, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, you know, what does it matter? You know, what you know, difference does it make? Yeah, that's like when 9/11 happened. People would just look and they go, well, it didn't happen here in California, so, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and, you know, go have my lunch break and la-di-da-di-da-di-da, you know, so.
Yeah, the extension of that is when they don't even remember their own history. They don't know anything about anyone that was born before them. So they have no sense of our values or traditions or who our great statesmen were.
Well, whose fault is that, though? We're the people who brought them up. These are our kids that are not knowing all this.
A lot of them were brought up in single-parent households or divorced households. And since there was abortion, they don't have any brothers and sisters to clue them in.
I blame people like you there, cradle robber.
Who, me?
I could add two of your wife together, and I still won't have the age of my wife.
Well, that sounds like some kind of problem that you have personally. No, I don't see any reason to get somebody the same age as you. Because actually, if you have a spouse with an age difference,
all right,
you're going
to
learn a lot
to get
about
on
the world.
This particular topic, you get gonged for a minute. All right, let me talk to this guy we really talk about, Mark. I'll put you back. You're unmuted again, but just kick back there for a minute. All right. Let this new guy talk. We never talk to the new guy. I like to hear a new voice, and I'm glad this person called in, so we want him to call in again. So anything else you want to share with us? My Skype friend.
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling here. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. But one more thing, you know, I was kind of fortunate. My dad is a World War II veteran. And what strange thing was, when I was coming up in 7 or 8 years old, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. He was telling me all this stuff about Memphis history. So, man, so I'm really lucky because, I mean, you know, nobody would no average kid would even want to absorb that type of thing. And I know about Mayor Love and all the things that went on in Memphis. And like I say, I've been a history buff. And the thing going in Egypt is I'm being a Christian too. I know that when I try to tell people about it, I try to tell them about the Suez Canal. But I just give up there because it's not a lake they go fishing in, so why should they care about it? But I know that's the important thing over there is the Suez Canal. And if that if traffic gets interfered with that, there's going to be a lot of people want to fight over that. So anyway, yeah, I'll keep listening and enjoy. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Anytime. You know what? We have hosts all during the day. They'd love to hear from you, too. So if you if I don't catch your attention, we've got shows all day long, all kinds of different shows. You know, all for the same purpose, but we just put it across a different way. So you may find yourself, if you don't find, you know, my show to your liking, we get a ton of other ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I noticed that, you know, I was earlier, I went over and played my guitar for a while and just listened in, and then I came back and decided to try the call thing, but I got to do some more cartooning tomorrow. I got a gig started with a local magazine here. And they don't want any of my political stuff, but so I'm having to draw really simple things. Sit down and come up with a talking bottle cap or something, you know.
Mickey Mouse. Worked for Disney, right?
Yeah.
So, well, it was nice to meet you, and thanks for calling into the show. And you're welcome to call in anytime you want, man.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. All right, so a new guest on the show. I like to have you guys call in if you just want to call in and chit-chat about whatever. My show is wide open. We can do New World Order now. We can go delving into Illuminati bloodlines and DARPA and all of it. You know my repertoire of, you know, I've got plenty to talk about if we get stuck sort of thing. But there's a lot going out in the world right now. So rather than go back in history, I kind of want to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. What's bugging you, Mark? Why'd you call in? What's on your mind?
Okay, I've been hearing a lot of talk from a lot of hosts about Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, the guy is New World Order all the way. I don't understand how he gets away with not being called out like that.
Because he's a good
when I investigated him, huh?
He's a good Mormon guy, though.
Well, his religion is fine. Mormon is sort of a Christian religion, and it's
sort
not,
of.
Yeah, well, they added a New Testament.
Yeah, I'm only kidding. My wife's Mormon. Not that she's not very good
okay,
at it.
Well,
but she is.
You know where I live? Where I live, it's wall to wall Mormon here.
Of course.
And so. And they're fine. I mean, they're good people. If you remember
Howard
Hughes.
Yeah, we have five wives. I mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They became Mormon just for that.
They are. You'd be surprised how polygamous these people are. I never even knew about that until I moved out here. Everywhere I turn, there's polygamous everywhere. And it's funny. It's all below the radar. You never hear about it on TV. Never hear about it on radio. And they get away with it. I don't know how, but... sounds like a good deal, really. I'd like to learn more about that. But Mitt Romney, though, it's not just because he's Mormon doesn't matter one way or the other, but the fact that he's New World Order and he buys into the socialist.
Now, how do you know he's New
idea.
World Order? What makes you say that? What about Mitt Romney other than he's a zillionaire?
Well,
and his hair
doesn't move
in 100 mile an hour winds.
Okay, if that's a serious question, I'll go ahead and.
Sure.
Research it over again because I don't have all that data in front of me.
Who's he tied with? CFR or anything like that?
Yeah, that's right. He's in lockstep with them. He is absolutely. He's one of their main arms and legs.
Plus,
he's like,
got that cool
Nazi-sounding
name, doesn't he? Romney. Kind of sounds like he could have been a good SS guy.
Like Rommel, Erwin Rommel.
Yeah, maybe that's what
no,
it is.
No, he's not a Nazi. He's an American. He's
Romney isn't German.
American.
Doesn't that sound German?
No, I don't think so.
I just like to tie things to things. I like to make people needlessly paranoid. Yeah, Romney's a Nazi. I'm only kidding. I don't think he's he's a white guy, so you automatically qualify to be a Nazi if you're a white guy. I mean, you got the initial qualification covered. Because you can't be a Nazi unless you are a white guy.
You do.
Well, you got that little mustache going. Mark, that's
no.
out of you. Yep. No, you're muted for a minute. All right. Watch. This
Access
is
denied.
What do you say?
Access denied.
Okay, you're back. I was just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, you do. I don't know why you singled me out. Of all the people that call you, everybody else gets pretty good respect. Hey, you are just all over me. And I could barely even get a comment. And
that's because you're too smart for your own good,
There's
Mark.
No such thing. The more
no, you're like, you're like New World Order. I think you are New World Order. I think you come on my show to lay an egg, a rotten egg on my show, and then they're like, oh,
no.
You're talking to that Mark Brickley guy. He has a 20-year-old wife. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, you know, hey, lucky him. I wish I did, but
I'm not
as frisky as a 20-year-old.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what,
doesn't that count?
A lot of the New World Order types are that way.
All right. Tell
you what, when I was working amongst them, they haven't really figured out on that end. Their social lives and their private lives are very well endowed. That's one of the things. But working with them, once I realized what they were up to and that it was real and that they are actually putting these plans into effect, I absolutely rejected them. And that's probably why a lot of my career opportunities were cut off quickly. But
have you ever been invited to the Bohemian Grove?
No, I cut it off well before that.
You didn't ever even hear about it amongst them? They never
even
it. Of course
did,
right? Because that's something right?
I would even make jokes about it because they would all disappear at a certain time.
Right.
And I would just assume where they were going. And so I pretended like I knew about it. And when I mentioned it, they actually played into it. And I was just shooting in the dark. So, they have
these
meetings.
Try the stress on.
see, that's what I mean. They have so many weird rules and things that they have to follow. I thought, oh, my God, you know about the Mason secret ritual.
I don't even want to think about it. Tell me about the Mason secret ritual. You were probably a Mason before, right?
No, absolutely the opposite.
How do you know about the secret ritual if you weren't a Mason?
Because I was working all around them, and they were high-level Masons.
Why would they tell you
about that?
They actually wouldn't. You're right.
I would get anonymous tips from them here and there. Like, look in this book, look up this.
Now,
what is it
you did to be, blackballed out of the group?
Absolutely. I started asking all the wrong questions about
like
the
what? What was a bad question to ask them?
Well, okay, 67th degree Mason. I said, what in the hell? Well, I didn't put it in that words, but.
Sure, you can
I
say
wanted to know what. Okay, I wanted to know what do you do at that level, and what sort of knowledge do you have that people on lower levels don't have? And then they started to answer. They said it was a level equivalent to creating religion, or it's a section of the Masons where they invent the philosophy. It's absolutely at the top of the level, of everything. And it works like layers of an onion, that if you're a 33rd degree Mason or lower, you're not going to know what the people at the higher levels know. And so it's almost like a military organization.
Right.
But when I found out how they had to become a member, you have to confess all of these inner secrets and things, that's absolutely dehumanizing. And
why do they do that? Why do you think they do that? What's the idea behind that?
So they can, if you try to leave them, there's certain organizations you can join, but you can't leave, like the Mafia, for one. And there's others. And so if you tell them all this stuff, they can absolutely destroy your career. I found that out. And also they can make it to where you have to play ball with them. And they have all these secret codes to where if you even move to another industry or another, part of life, there are Masons there. And if you're one of them, they make sure you get the connections. But if you're not one of them, then they act like they don't know anything about it.
They definitely can make life hard on you. Because, I mean, honestly, most of the Masons are what? Judges, police officers, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And all kinds of administrators and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I decided to test them because at first I didn't believe it. I thought, yeah, right, international secret organization to control the world. So I messed with them
in the brain.
I challenged them in certain ways. And I found out, realistically, they can back it up. They can come after
they
you.
Sure can.
They can make you look fat. They
that's why we
everything.
Get nowhere against
they control
people.
The media. They control the banks. They control... If they want to make life difficult for you, oh, boy, can they do it. Because
sure.
They've got people placed
everywhere.
At all the key... At the key locations.
Uh-huh.
So if they want to make you look bad, and believe me, they can make you look bad if they want. And a good example of that is... look what happened to Rambo recently.
What happened
to
Rambo?
Apparently got on the wrong side of a few people, but there was unleashed a blitz of Bill Wagoner kind of spamming to where they've got websites and things set up talking about all these bad things that Rambo does or did.
Yeah,
and I've people
seen
read
video
that stuff.
About them. Now I kind of got caught up in that quagmire. Let me put it out there. You know what? Rambo, his whole show is about, it's kind of one of those shock, hate-filled shows, and that's okay.
You really think so?
That's what his show is, but I am neutral in that situation. I the video I saw was pretty convincing. At the same time, I don't know the situation. I'm staying out of it. As far as Rambo goes, if you catch that video... it's just some guy saying...
What do you say about this, though? Somebody organized the campaign to put all that stuff out there. For why? What are they going to get from Rambo? Are they going to get his money? No, they're just trying to punish him in some way.
What is he out there doing, though? He's a Tom Tancredo guy. He's like a conservative right winger. Why would they be after him?
Well, I don't know, but I was a lot like Rambo in a lot of ways. And, in fact, more ways than I care to admit, but... The idea that they can take him out
too.
Like that, isn't that suspicious? I mean, when they mount that much effort against one little guy...
They did a pretty good job. It reached me, and I didn't even know half of these people. That video reached
me.
I thought Rambo was after me, because I was up, I'm looking around, who else is here at nighttime? I'm here in the middle of the night, I'm like, all right, I see Rambo over there. Nobody else I recognize. Who's nuking my show? So I decided to pull that video out of that and put it out there.
You're partially right.
Huh?
You're partially right about Rambo and that what you call shock value or hating or I don't know what you...
I don't hate him
for
it.
Anyway, that's the world I live in and I have always lived in. Whenever I was on scientific missions around the world, I just didn't go to a foreign country, do my science, and leave. What I would do is I would go to lunch with the top scientists in that area, and I would provoke all kinds of stormy discussions. And I remember one Chinese guy said, why do you do this? He says, this argument, it rustles up your blood. And I said, that's how I like to live. So when I'm on Rambo's show or listen to him, to me that's like normal world, and the rest of the world is like too tame. But then occasionally when I get my ass kicked, I'm glad that there's a show like yours that is more tame, because I occasionally need a place just to hold up for a while. But I like the mud. I was a punk rocker in my 40s, okay? And I used to get people stage diving on me, and I used to get crashed by big guys with mohawk haircuts. I like living on the dangerous side. I like doing risky things. And so I think Rambo is right, but the fact that people can manipulate him back, the Internet is a powerful tool. It has tremendous amounts of knowledge, but there's no way to tell what is true and what is not. And if you just go on there and read things, how do you know what's true and what isn't? But I can tell you that what happened to Rambo is what happens to anybody who's truly independent and a free spirit.
Well,
and
they tried to suck it to me, man. And, bottom line is you got to be who you are. If you come out telling the truth, nobody can lie about you. They can say whatever they want. I put myself out there. I already stuck my neck on the chopping block, so I'm not real worried about them corrupting me, but Rambo,
they did threaten you. They did threaten you, though.
I don't want nothing bad to happen to that guy. He's got a wife and kids. He's out there bouncing around homeless. I just didn't want somebody that might have helped him to get burned. That was my only motivation behind
it. That doesn't even make sense.
All right,
if you stop to help somebody and give them $5.
Halt. See, this is the thing about Mark Brickley. You got to put the brakes on this guy. Like I was saying, Rambo, homeless, a guy helped him out. Then that same guy says he got burned, blah, blah, blah. Now, that could just be a fight between them that got out of hand. I don't know. I've heard that some lady was chasing Rambo around all psycho and saying all kinds of things. So bottom line is I don't know. And I'm not, one way or another, Rambo doesn't come out and promote truth, okay? He's not out here promoting truth. He's out here promoting conservative right wing. That's what he does. And that's cool. I'm good with that. That's what he does. He's not saying he's being truthful. He's saying he's being freaking Republican, which is entirely different. So that's where I'm at with that. I have nothing to, I made a mistake about getting caught up in that whole Rambo situation because, up until the point where Rambo pulled me on his show and told me to call in and dropped a bomb on me one night, from somebody I didn't even know, talking nonsense, and it was like this big expose, and I'm like, well, I don't even know who you are, first off, and what you have to say doesn't bother me. I can live what I've done in my life, but the bottom line is Rambo pulls that kind of thing on people. They go around, they drop bombs on people. You got to expect that a little bit to come back on you. So maybe he did cross somebody and brought them on the show and made a fool out of them and they dropped a bomb back. I don't know. Bottom line is generally I never thought of Rambo as nothing but an ally. The whole time, Crazy Wolf, Rambo, and me at night, you had this gang of nitwits that run around and, hack up shows and call in and, 20 of them or whatever, call them some kind of hacker crew. When, they go online, they find themselves a cheap Skype hack, because they trace the links from the show back and I could see that the people got a Skype hack or a Blog Talk Radio password hack, because there's people out there that put those links out there, and these people know where to go after it. They know where the all the hacker information is at. They all share this crap. So they go around nuking things, and they think they're some kind of big shot. But if you get caught doing this, and you're shutting down a site like Blog Talk Radio, you are going to get hammered. So whatever, you keep, the people that are doing that, I suspect, are a bunch of teenagers putting up pictures of a bunch of black people, and I don't think it's a bunch, it could be, I'm not saying, it could be a bunch of black people hackers working for Bill Wagner, but I don't think it is. I think it's a bunch of snot-eating teenagers somewhere that think they're bigger than they really are, so that's my opinion. Whether or not I'm correct, who knows? I don't even care. Bottom line, I'm going to keep doing my show regardless. They can come knock it down here and there. And the Rambo thing, like I said, you're not going to get any opinion out of me. I'm not going to take either side. He's dropped bombs on me. I've seen him do it to other people. When you live by the sword, die by the sword. I've come on here and been nothing but nice and polite to most of the hosts. So if you come attacking me, you're bringing bad karma on you. Because my show ain't about attacking other hosts. I don't have time for them, really. I can talk about an Alex Jones because he's a big target. Or a Bill Cooper because he's a big target. Or Savage or Beck or somebody like that. That's not real, not down in the dirt with us. I can, but these other Blog Talk Radio hosts, I hardly have time to get caught up in their drama. So I've always tried to get along with them. Unfortunately, my show became, you know, however, thanks to you all listening, it became popular enough where they felt like I was a threat and, you know, did different things to try to get me off air. None of it will work. You know, I'll be honest with you, there's nothing you're going to do to humble me. I've already, you know, believe me when I tell you that the most humblest moments of my life are public knowledge. So I'm not even tripping on anything you're going to dig up. So, you know, good luck with it on that, as far as that goes. So, you know, really, we don't have time for the infighting. You know, Rambo, like I said, kind of right wing. The man loves his country. I'll give him that. You can't take that away from him. He loves his country. You know, he's, for whatever it's worth, he's keeping his family together. There's something to be said about that. You know, however he's doing it, going, you know, house to house or whatever, he's keeping the family together. Usually that would disintegrate a family, all that, you know, if there was chaos going on. So, you know, you got to take it all with a grain of salt. I'm not here to assault his show. Like I said, I think he loves his country. He has a different way of coming across on his show, a little bit hardcore, a little bit, hey, I'll put down other people to elevate myself kind of deal. But that doesn't make him a bad guy. That sells. That's radio. That's what sells. Howard Stern been doing it for years. You go on his show, you're getting sliced and diced and picked apart. That's just the way it goes. That's that kind of radio. Rush Limbaugh, you hear him tell it, the Democrats are the second coming of, you know, whatever. Satan. You know, whatever. You know, it's like you felt like you were being taken over by communists the whole time Clinton was in office. And now that you got Obama, he's almost tame, which is funny to me, really, in comparison to when Clinton was here. You know, that's when Limbaugh was big. That's when he was making all the, the communists, this and that, and they're taking over the blah, blah, blah. And all that rhetoric got Bush in office, and you see what that did for us. So, you know, we had this caller here, that kid who called up for a couple hours there. Now, pretty good caller. He had a lot to say. You know, he put me, you know, he made me blush as far as being on high octane. That guy had a, he guzzled a couple pots of coffee today, let me tell you. He had a lot to say. And he didn't run, he didn't take a breath. So it's been a pretty easy show for me tonight, thankfully, because I had to do, well, I didn't have to, but I did it. I did primetime Freedomizer, then I did an hour of sports, and now I'm on here for 3 hours. So that's 5 hours of yap, and you got to keep these rascals in line. You get a couple of Mark Brickleys on here, things get out of hand. You know, that's when it's like a Pandora's box of bad radio. Because keeping a rein on that guy just doesn't understand. You know, I like Mark. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my rabid fans. He's been he's been listening to the Knucklebones radio or some form of it since I've been doing it. So, you know, I'm not going to hate on Mark. I like to give him a hard time. But generally, he could overpower a conversation. My response to that is you got to get your own show if you're going to do that. Otherwise, you got to yield to the host. But he knows that. He just likes to instigate me. Anyway, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good hosts out there. But if, you know, like I said before, if you made me pick one, I'd have to pick Bill Cooper, even knowing what I know and even knowing how Navy intelligence always got their fingers in everything. And then I think to myself, a guy like Rambo, he's in the Navy, and a guy like Mike Hall, he's in the Navy. And I just get all this Navy. I'm surrounded by Navy. What else is new? I was a jarhead. It should be comfortable, but I'm not. I'm surrounded by too many Navy people. It makes me a little bit nervous when you hear that, you know, the MK Ultra and all the different dirtbag agencies in there and the U.S. government are kind of tied into the Department of the Navy somehow. Why, I don't know. But, you know, generally a lot of the child molesting and the Satan worshiping and that line and CIA and everything, it's all kind of tied into the Department of the Navy. And I don't know why, but it seems to be a common thread. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying all the people in the Navy or anything like that. I don't generalize. No group of anybody is anything. Bottom line, if you think like that, you're ignorant. But that's the bottom line. If you think all of one group are anything, they're not. Somebody in that group thinks differently than you assume. So I think the common thread of all the callers tonight is, hey, there's something wrong out there. What can we do about it? We're going to meet here and talk there and do this show here and promote this website here. And we're going to protest. We're going to be like Egypt and we're going to protest. How far that'll get us, I don't know, you know. How far to get him in Egypt? It looks like that guy, he's going to leave when he wants to. How old is he? 90? He's got to get all his, he's like 82 or something, right? So he's getting all the pieces in place. That's still his people. You know, that's how far their protests got him. And you figure, hey, they're probably thinking, hey, we make enough noise. America will back this. They have no choice. Ah. But there is where they miscalculated. It seems like our government been waylaid by people that, you know, aren't having any part of people speaking their minds and standing up for their rights. They're not really on board with that, Egypt. Too bad. They're too busy keeping their own citizens in line to worry about what you've got going on over there, you know. So, you know, that's pretty much where we're at. You know, Egypt up in arms. It did get them. I mean, they did. It's causing a snowball effect over there. I don't know what it means, though. I feel like we're getting pulled into something. I can't dismiss it. I feel like we're getting reeled into something. I don't know what. Whether it's this revolution talk. I mean, honestly, you really want to see the cars on fire and people looting houses and gangs running around with guns and no cops and no firemen and no order. You really want that? You really want that revolution here on the streets of America? No, you don't. See, over in Egypt, those people are running around with broom handles because they're not armed. You know what I mean? Sure, the military, we're not going to run you over with tanks. We'll join in with you. Lucky them. I don't know if that would go on in our country. I think you would get run over with the tank. They're not looking to, you know, because some people get their heads so far up their butt. They don't see any of this. Go out, go to the mall and say 9/11 was an inside job in the middle of it. Not trying to hear any of this. Oh, you're one of those. Even Ava Aston coming on here. Oh, you're one of those people. Yeah, not inside. Oh, yeah, but they found his ID, but they couldn't find the black box. What about Building 7? What about that? Oh, so you think Bush? No, well, maybe. I don't know. Could have been Bush. Could have been just the CIA. You know, how would we know? I've said this a million times. They're a secret society doing all kinds of black ops. If, just say, for instance, Israel or Russia or any other country were to infiltrate the CIA, and systematically take it over, how would we know the difference? Because we don't know who's in the CIA. So we'd be at their mercy, wouldn't we? People don't think of that. You know, you think, leave them alone. They got a job to do. Their intelligence, they got to be secret. Well, you know, that cuts both ways. If they get infiltrated and they start putting dirt on you or black ops on you, which they've been doing with the MKUltra and so on, and the only reason they provide any paperwork is because people reveal it and they have no choice. They say, you know what, we're bagged here. We got to release this. So they release what they have to release. It's like a need-to-know thing. They're not telling you any more than they have to. If you don't find it, it ain't there kind of deal. So we know what has been, when the ball got dropped by the CIA or our government, we found out about it. That the ball got dropped in those situations. The CIA bumbled it, or the FBI bumbled it, or our government bumbled it and didn't cover it all up, and we found out, so they had to reveal it. But what about all the stuff they're doing that they don't get caught for? You know, and they do this on a daily basis. We're like lab rats here. And I don't even know what to... You know, I just want to go back to my crummy little life and my world of fake simulation sports and my American dream and my apple pie and all that. I don't want to think about any of this. I don't want to hear about no black ops and psyops and COINTELPRO. You know, where the hell did I come up with these words? Alex Jones, why do I even know about this? Whoever said these words before? When did anybody think about these things? Why am I paranoid? You know? Why can't I trust my neighbor? Why do I not want to talk to anybody? You know? Everybody I talk to out there, you know, like, why are you talking to me? What information are you trying to get from me? What kind of snitch are you? I'm not thinking, hey, maybe the guy just wants to make friends. Trying to socialize with you, just trying, hey, how you doing, buddy, you know? Like back in the day, you could meet people and talk to them. Maybe you have something in common and, you know, you made a friend. Now you can't do that because if somebody talks to you, they obviously have some kind of agenda to get in your business. That's the kind of environment we have out there right now. None of you want to network with Freedomizer Radio or give up your address or be on our mailing list because you know their proof negative will fork that information over to the CIA and you'll all be had. I'm only kidding, but I'm sure there's a few that say, hey, I'm not giving my information to Freedomizer. I'm not getting on their mailing list. You're not getting me to send a self-addressed stamped envelope for a bumper sticker, you knucklehead. No way in hell I'm doing that. You'll have my address then. Yes, we will. That's the whole idea. We're trying to network with you people. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to help you get the word out. If you can't come on the radio, or if you can't blog, or if you're not out there doing it, then, you know, hey, buy a damn bumper sticker. Don't ask questions. Anyway, that's where we're... I'm only kidding about that. But, I mean, I'm not kidding about the bumper stickers. We are going to do that. I only hope that you people are not too paranoid to send the self-addressed stamped envelope and $2 to get the bumper sticker. I will fork out of my own pocket to get these bumper stickers sometime soon, as soon as I can muster it up. And as soon as they give me the logo, we'll have them to fire away. And you can help promote Freedomizer in that way. Plus, we'll have you on mailing list. You know, maybe we could hook up with people that are around. I know there's a lot of Californians that listen to the show. You know, Proof Negative isn't that far away in Vegas. You know, we plan on doing some kind of Freedom Festival, but it's not all fun and games out there. I don't want it to have that kind of, I do and I don't. You know, if times were better, I'd want some kind of freedom festival, but then we wouldn't have any reason for it. It'd just be some kind of grassrootsy music festival. But I want it to be more than that. I put the bug in the ear of Proof Negative, and I call him Top Cat TC, the silent partner of Proof Negative, that guy. Only us and us hosts ever hear from him. But that would be your webmaster, usually, that you see in the chat, that guy. Now, I bounced it off of him. I was thinking, hey, we could have a Dr. Rima there. We could have a William Ramsey there, selling his CD, selling his book, whatever. Jaja doing a little entertainment. Maybe the prepper guy showing you how to prep. Medical bug out bag booth showing you how to do that. Like a workshop kind of deal, but a festival too. So it's an idea we're trying to throw together. We know everybody's broke, so, maybe it's a big campout deal. Who knows? I mean, it's in Vegas, but maybe, I've actually got some kind of hookups in Vegas, so you never know how that might work out between Proof and I, between my wife's family and who they know and, who Proof Negative probably knows. Who knows? I mean, maybe we could set aside a little area or a whole hotel on the outskirts or something where we could do this at. Anyway, it's ideas that we're thinking about. We want to meet you people face to face. I'm much uglier in person than I am on the air, but I'm a nice guy, and it'd be good to network with all of you. I consider all the people that listen to Freedomizer every day, my family, brothers and sisters from, another mother and so on. And that's how I look at it. Like I said, if you met me on the street, I got a goatee. I'm a tall, skinny guy. I look like Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, except I don't have any tattoos, but I look just like that guy. So, pretty much that would be me, and you would probably be looking at me out of the corner of your eye going, oh, okay, this guy's up to something, but I'm really not. I'm all done doing that. I'm actually pretty reliable at this point, so have no fear. Little bit conservative now that I'm in my 40s, so you won't get much out of me in the way of trouble. Anyway, that's the idea. We're just trying to network, trying to get the word out. Same old, same old. Hopefully, we'll just be flat out wrong. Everything we talk about won't happen, and everything will be great. And you can point and laugh at us. Guess what? We're all used to it. And I'll be glad for that day. I'll be so glad when all the hecklers in the chat room say to me, knucklehead, we told you so. And you know what? I'll be glad that they did tell me so and that they were right. Other than that, you got to keep your guard up. Coming from all directions, even on a lowly blog talk radio station, if you speak the truth, you will get a certain amount of flack for it. I open my Facebook page wide open to anybody who wants to join it. I do pretty well. For all the people I added to my page, generally about everything that could be said on my page, within reason, and they've all pretty much remained. So I find that to be a positive, because some are really right wing. Some are liberal. I got Jews on there that hate Muslims. I got Muslims that hate Jews. I got other languages on there. I don't even know what the hell they're saying, but they're on there. I figure maybe somebody else of my friends might know what they're talking about. If it looks important, I share it. So if you want in on my Facebook page, you will always, what you don't get out of here, out of me on the show here, you will definitely get out of me by friending up on Facebook. you know, just send a send an invite and you will have it. Here it is, right here. Feel free to friend up. Check out my blog, of course. Join my world. You must do this. This is my toy. Support me by doing this. Go to my blog, appear on my globe, and so I'll just clam up and stop yapping about it. So everybody go there and do those two things right there. That'd be cool. Friend up with me on Facebook. You know, just go check out my blog so you appear on my worldwide globe. I like to map out who listens. And you know what? We really are worldwide, so we can make this a worldwide movement. We don't have to leave it in Egypt, but we don't have to collapse our whole country to do this now. I don't want Russia or China coming in the back door while we're busy protesting. So, you know, let's try to keep our heads about us. I think we're going to be in for a kind of a rough ride this year, whether you like it or not. And you guys are used to rolling with the punches, and I hope we'll be rolling with them with you here on Freedomizer. We're here all week, 60 hours of radio a week at least. So we've got Nikki Nix, we got the Moretti Report, we got Conspiracy Theorists, we got ABC, we got Critic, Proof Negative, Jay from Common Sense, I know I'm forgetting some people, Val Valvano, you got me, we got quite a group, we got a good handful of hosts, so whatever your flavor, we're serving it up sometime during the day. We appreciate all you guys listening in. Every time you do, thank you very much for checking out Freedomizer. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tunes from my pals. This one's from Gangsta Government, just like it sounds. Gangsta. Not gangster, but Gangsta Government.com. You can get this song all for yourself for free.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
From Chicago, criminal class. Work up home with the man, yeah, he kicks the mass. See, we learned from the best and perfected his ways. Now we're setting D.C. ablaze. Thanks to the press, the people bought a message of hope and change. Now our goals are range. See, he told you, we're gonna spread your wealth around. Fortune 500 up next for the shakedown. Lots of new policies we plan today, too. Won't recognize America when we get through. Don't need a constitution or the rule of law. We abuse our power using shock and awe. Cause we're the gangster government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. With the gangster government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. With the gangster government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. Cause with the gangster government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. Never let a crisis go to waste. So we pass a stimulus bill post 8,000 page bills. See, that's the new norm. Nobody reason no more, so we'll get our reform. Yeah, we love to spend trillions that we don't got. Paid back by our children while we all rot. Just crank up the presses, that's the very serve. Gotta get our hands on that bread we so deserve. Pay off our special interest rates to get re-elected. We'll spend this thing. Teachers union, store boards, and the greens. We're greasing up the wheels of the political machine. We're the gangsta government, we wear the crown. We call the shots to take the people. Down, cause with the gangsta government, stay out of our way. Sit down and shut up, cause you have no say. With the gangsta government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. Cause with the gangsta government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. Private sector take over nearly complete. Got health and auto industries under our feet. Student loans and homes, yeah, you know we can't be beat. And we're just getting started, we take it to the street. Grand illegal amnesty, terrorists their rights. Abolish secret ballots, change marriage overnight. Expand social programs to buy more votes. Bail our union pension plans, keep them afloat. We'll name the czars to champion our cause. Unaccountable to Congress and above the law. We play the race card to squash the beat. Accuse of opponents of bigotry and hate. Cause we're the gangsta government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. We're the gangsta government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Gangsta, that's what they yelling. This is the reality, we rob you for your salary. Gangsta, gangsta, that's what they yelling. This is the reality, we rob you for your salary.
Now we've moved into the realm of gangster government. We have gangster government.
That's what they yelling. This is the reality, we rob you for your salary. Use global warming to gain control. We'll tax the air you breathe and shut down all the coal. Offshore drilling, gotta love that man. Yeah, $8 a gallon should cut demand. Yeah, putting up the windmills and solar panels. For a permit, guess what, you have to go through our channel. Regulate your light bulbs, your car and your pad. Listen up, kids, government's a new dad. The rules will only apply to you little peasants. Before the elite, the life will be more pleasant. We're keeping our Gulf Streams and SUVs. We got more important meetings than people disease. Thanks to the government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. Cause with the gangster government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. Gangster government, we wear the crown. Yeah, we call the shots and shake the people down. Cause with the gangster government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. What's been turned over, shit will hit the fan. Lame duck conference, yeah, they passing all our plans. The people may object, but we don't care. See if it's large and in charge, gonna grab our share. The Tea Party movement, oh, that's beginning to spread. Gotta call the union thugs to bust some heads. Then stick big fists on those Tea Party types. Label them as radicals and then take away their rights. We gotta move now, 2012 ain't far away. See, DC is cozy and you know we wanna stay. We're legalizing legal just to get us to win. Keep voter fraud alive, yes, we're in like Clinton. Cause we're the gangsta government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. Cause we're the gangsta government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say. Gangsta government, we wear the crown. We call the shots and shake the people down. With the gangsta government, stay out of our way. Sit down, shut up, cause you have no say.
Yeah. Every representative of the Minnesota majority.
I've been a little amused over the last couple of days where people have been having these rallies about tax. You would think they would be saying thank you. That's what you think.
Okay, let me get back on here. Yeah, I think that's it for the show. I think we're out there. If not, nighty night. We'll see you Thursday. Good night.